Sometimes you drink your beer. Sometimes you chew your beer. This is the perfect pour.
Damn it.
Oh! Way to go.
Tried to do it live and nice. Messed it up.
There's
always good job.
Hope for next year.
No, we can't do a second take. It's only one take. Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
Those are the sunburns.
Those, oh, sorry. They are.
Oh, I'm Matt.
Too bad they're not around anymore. Matt, the bearded brewer, is back. Are you recovered?
We should get the band back together.
We should. We'll try and do that.
Okay.
They're roaming around. I think one of them moved to LA, didn't they?
Oh, probably.
I think so.
No, I'm good.
You're right. I'm good. Yeah, good.
It's been a whole week since we've done
something. Yeah, totally like a whole week.
Yeah. Got plenty to talk about because we had so much time.
Well, we had so much drinking in between the last show and this show. Wasn't that great? Oh, like...
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm just listening to the song.
No, I'm just going to listen to the song. We're not used to listening to it live. No, that was it. You don't get to listen anymore. Well, so welcome. We're going to talk about beers to look out for. We're going to talk about beers that we were caught drinking and talk about some craft beer culture and as well as drink a lot of beers. And there's some things that we need to acknowledge here that are in the room, I guess. But first we should open a beer. Yeah. There's some podcast ghosts. That's it. It's just the three of us, though, this week.
Lurkers.
Yep. Nobody else here.
Nobody else here.
Nobody but chickens.
So you want to open up a beer? Anyone want to open up a beer?
Bok, bok!
Oh, chew your beer. Would you like to open up a beer?
What? What I live. I'm going to pop one open and say.
What?
Budweiser.
How is he voicemailing right now?
The Beechwood chips. Got it.
Actually,
that was weak. There you go.
Proper goal.
What I live, Matt, Nick.
Chew your beer.
He's been here not even half a day.
Chewyer Beer is in the studio.
I am in la casa. I'm here actually because we have a quinceañera, but I
figured out. You're come by? Thank you. The quinceañera broke out earlier, like it got broken up.
It got raided.
You guys ready to get wild?
I'm ready.
Sure. Wild.
What just got open here?
Wild and Belgian and blonde.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. Please get that around. Please don't let
that
go
right
around
to you, huh?
Don't get that around to me real quick.
But,
Mikey wants top four.
What does the next say?
The next says.
What does the next say?
Everything I want to say tonight, I want to say it like chewing your beer now. Do Galaxy it. Hop, hey.
What it is. Chew your beer takeover. I just want to say also. As a
top pour, that was top pour.
Nick is pouring. This is Chew Your Beer, and I brought some gifts for the perfect pour.
Oh my goodness!
My first gift is I had to transport him, not FedEx or UPS. We had to throw him in the back of a trunk, kicking and screaming, straight from San Diego.
Greg from SD Beer Talk.
It was not a comfortable ride at all. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, welcome back, Greg.
You have a podcast voice. You should do something with that.
I should, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Today on San Diego Beer Talk Radio.
What?
You just commandeered this podcast.
SD Beer Talk's Greg back on the show, coming up with Chew Your Beer.
Yeah, you know, he came. I figure I got to represent San Diego. Can't leave L.A. to come up.
Oh, yeah, because L.A.'s trying to challenge.
What L.A.? But see, here's the thing, I couldn't. I had to have a chaperone and a CO. So I got my CO back here. He's just tapping his phone and telling me you got to hurry up.
He's a Steelers fan. Is that okay?
That's just undercover clothing.
So wait.
He's not really a Steelers fan?
So wait. They expanded the radius of your ankle monitor?
Yeah,
a little bit.
It's a quinceañera. I got him out of it.
True. Have you ever heard of Joe Broken Phones?
Jailbroken ankle monitor. Wait, what?
Simon.
So there. This is pretty. See what Chew Your Beer does. When Chew Your Beer says, "Hey, I'm coming to Fresno, Everybody comes. Greg comes with them. Not only that, there's a beer celebrity on the Futon 55. There's just beer celebrities everywhere here.
Can you hear me?
Dave Renteria is here.
Hello.
It's been a while, Dave.
Dave.
Dave is lost on the way over here like 6 months ago. I just
finally we is back. So Dave Renteria is here.
He ate all the tacos on the way over though.
Steven Zach from Zach's Brewing.
Hello.
Look at that. Steven Zach is here. Oh, and there's one other individual here.
I already said, can you hear me?
What?
Could you? You couldn't hear me, could you?
No, I couldn't.
It's because I'm not driving.
That's right. Scotty B is in the studio.
He's futoning right now.
Dang, dude. It's crazy. Futon 55 has a mic.
Futoning.
So wait, who's that last voice?
Wait, who was there? Someone else in here?
There's a man who come on to the show.
Oh!
Drink some of your beer and have the success you make from what you drink and put in your mouth. I'm going to drink.
Welcome, Jacuzzi Success Guy.
I'm here. I want to drink and pour. Of how much beer you have, I'm going to put in my jacuzzi.
Okay.
And I'm going to drive in your street of Blackstone. And
yeah,
I'm
that's a good
pick
one.
Up a woman and
what about Kings Canyon? You want to try Kings
take
Canyon?
Wherever success take me.
Yeah, okay.
Wherever success take me, I'm going to go in the jacuzzi.
Steak and Shake.
Little steak and shake drive through.
Yes.
All right.
I will buy steak and shake. Well,
welcome, sir, from the Dorktown podcast.
Can we fill the jacuzzi with barbecue sauce and just get wings?
Ooh. I'm going first.
That's pretty good.
Oh, well, welcome. Welcome, Bells.
Oh.
Welcome, Bells.
Oh.
Thanks for sticking around for the Burger Board. Sweet. Appreciate it. Oh. Did you bring some amazing Clovis brew here with you?
I brought my
ice chest full of Clovis brew.
And as soon as I urinate, I'll have it with me.
All right, good.
It's the ultimate growler. Brew. My belly.
Well, there you go. We have a full on. There's so much beer knowledge in this room. You almost can't take it.
No idea who's going to be able to call in. Everybody's here.
Yeah.
Way to go, guys. Yeah. Way to kill voicemails.
Way to kill the voicemails.
I brought the voicemails with me. That's
You're like all the voicemailers.
I just went to everybody's house and kidnapped every single person.
Each one of us should go one outside right now and leave a voicemail and come back.
Yeah. Anyone needs to leave a voicemail.
Use a different line that has only two.
That's right. We'll enforce these strict two call rule this episode.
Well, hope we'll try and keep this on the rails here. We'll at least attempt it anyway. So I guess maybe we should just do a few tailgating beers here. Our tailgate was during the Dorktown podcast. If you want to listen to the last Dorktown, you can hear the tailgating. You don't have to be a golden god to hear the tailgate this time. You can just listen to Dorktown. We have the brought to us by Chew Your Beer, Beechwood Brewing Amalgamator IPA from Beechwood. I don't think I've had it.
You're welcome.
It's good, man. Thank you.
We could
it's fucking really good.
We can play.
Sorry, I cuss ABB a lot on my show.
We don't allow that.
I like to say fuck too.
Oh, what?
All right, fuck.
Gosh.
Where did these come from?
Parental warning, please. Earmuffs. Earmuffs.
Sorry.
You're going to need earmuffs through this whole episode.
Fuck.
What else? What were you saying, Chew?
I said, I came prepared. We can all play the ABV game. You can look at all my bottles. All the ABVs are covered.
Oh, look at you, man.
Wow. But I already drank that.
And I had my fleet of kids.
Kidfleet.
They all covered them for me, so like I don't know the numbers as well.
You don't even know. Awesome. Well, you want to throw the Amalgamator? Do we remember that at all to try and play the ABV game on that?
Delicious beer.
Delicious, of course.
That was good.
It was good.
Delicious, hoppy.
Oh no, the lab is back.
White Labs guys is in the house.
So the Amalgamator, everyone agrees it's good. That got to have it anyway.
Yeah, it was really fucking good.
Can we the Ha Ha El Segundo? Look at you, man. He's just picking out all the big shots.
Mikey, negative points for not doing it.
Sorry,
right.
Sorry, Greg.
The ha-ha was very hard to come
it's
by.
Sorry, there's too many podcasters in there that know how to podcast, and they'll correct you on things.
Yeah, get your shit together, man. Got a place you're running here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stand up for yourself, huh?
I just want to say my CO.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
The Beachwood and the ha-ha for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good CO.
Nice. It's a nice guy.
This is a good guy. And what else? What else we have? We had the Three Weavers and Noble Aleworks collab, The Messenger. That was also an IPA. Yes. I didn't get to have that, so I don't know.
What were you doing, Mikey?
It was okay.
What were you doing?
It was okay. Everyone's a general sense of okay. And then there was a Anthea.
That was good.
From Ultra Tropical from Unsung.
I like.
Ultra. Unsung Brewing. Where's good. Unsung at? Is that
it's
LA?
A local brewery over by Carson. Okay. Close to Phantom Carriage and El Segundo.
Phantom Carriage.
They are well known for their comic book labels.
Wow. Oh, and then there
Mikey, comic books are picture, books.
I didn't even try that Phantom Carriage over there. That's the Belge. This is the Belge.
That is the Belge.
Belge inspired. Right.
Belgium, dry hopped with Galaxy.
This is your first Phantom Carriage, Nick? Or do you had it when you were down there? You had it, huh?
We brought some, but I haven't had this one. We had the.
I checked your own taps.
Broadacres is the one we had.
Broadacres.
I had the Mewis.
Let's see this Belgium.
This is a Mewis. We need a palate cleanser from all these IPAs.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Another one? Is there something else, another beer to discuss here that's open? Oh, jeez.
I love gold.
All right, so I got to explain this one a little bit.
All right, great.
So there are two stone smoked porters.
Oh, my gosh.
Found at a local Vons, surprisingly enough.
Hey, good
and
job.
And those who follow Stone know that these are now gone as of last month.
Wow.
One is bottled in January, one bottled in May, and I've been just saving them because once I saw them at Vons, I'm like, yeah, got to get them for the Nick 80. So I don't know how they taste after 10 months and 6 months, but hey,
I'll let it go that it's not the vanilla variant, but this will do.
Awesome. Are porters okay to be shelved?
If it's high enough percentage, yes.
How long can they
Well, and I'm curious actually what the smoke flavor will be like on the January one.
What's shelf life on something like that?
You could probably do a year and be
How many miles can you get on that son of a bitch you throw in the fucking fridge?
Do you lay
how
it down?
How long would it stay
Stand
in?
It up or lay it down?
Lay it down.
Lay it down. Well,
what's the percentage on it? Come on.
These are not covered like chews.
No.
5.9.
Yeah, oh, okay. You don't want to give this more than 6 months and a 5%er. But yeah, I'm not saying it's going to be the worst thing in the world. Just saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the May 2016 going around first.
All right.
So it feels like a 10%er.
As this beer is going around, Chew, first time on the show, you know what's coming. What am I going to ask you?
First beer?
It's beer history.
Let's do this.
What were you drinking before craft beer? You drank shitty beer before craft beer, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, what was it? What was it?
When I was
my man,
8 years old, I had my first Bud Light. That I had a tummy ache, so my
8 years old.
Bud Light. No,
didn't cause, but it cured.
Mommy, my tummy, give us a Bud Light.
Bud Light? No, actually, my first real beer that I purchased at 21 legally was Rolling Rock.
Mm. Wow.
That's really cool.
That's all right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was a
We felt like we were drinking craft beer when we had Rolling Rock.
Latrobe.
Back in the day.
Was that a pre-Pabst buyout?
Mikey, you're going to love
pre-buyout, bro.
This was a banana box buy.
Banana box by
Adoco Day beers. Oh, okay. In a banana box.
We used to do that stuff at Vons. Put a bunch of weird shit in a banana box.
I mm-hmm. felt like the cool guy because everybody was drinking Heineken,
uh-huh.
and mine had a horse. I felt like the stallion. I was green. A stallion,
and it's green.
after Rolling Rock, I went Budweiser, but actually Bud Light for a while. Cool Coronas. Who did? Yeah,
right.
We were dumb, young, and full of beer. And
look at you. He's being respectful. There's ladies here.
And then I got tired of the homeboys drinking all my beers, you know, and it kind of pissed me off. It's like I fucking brought all the 30 packs and you guys drank all my shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I went Guinness. Newcastle and Guinness, because, you know, us Latinos, we don't really like that dark, heavy fucking beer.
It's, you know, figured that was safe. They wouldn't steal your beer if you drink those.
And they didn't.
It worked.
So a six pack went like the whole night.
You had to keep going back to the ice chest and it was still there.
It was still there. And it was actually a good beer.
And Newcastle?
Newcastle.
That's what I did.
And then I found out that it was a clear bottle and I realized I was doing something wrong. and I stuck with Guinness for a long time. Guinness is what got me into loving stouts and porters. IPAs, pale ales, it just recently happened.
Really?
Yeah, and I gotta blame you guys.
Yes.
I gotta blame you guys.
Influencers.
Yeah, but
remember that all you breweries out there that would send beer to somebody were influencers. Send us beer.
Fresno influenced me. Yeah,
look at that.
San Diego.
Greg and Chew Your Beer and Fresno because of the perfect pour.
I'm in the middle. I'm like the middle child, and the friends don't want me over on IPAs.
I got to come up at least a year. Once a year, right?
So. Yeah. Come on. This is the vacation spot here.
It's the start. Yeah, the drive is nice, too.
Yeah, it is.
It's the only time I could break the speed limit and not be scared.
Nah, you don't have to worry about it here, man.
It's normal.
Yeah, we're used to it here.
A lot of quinceañera parties out here.
Yeah.
And I kind of regret not coming.
Yeah.
You know, all those aunts and uncles.
You can always find one, dude.
Got disowned by all those aunts and uncles.
Oh,
you
know, all your Fresno aunt and uncles are like,
I don't want to go. I don't want to wear a zoot suit, you know? My lowrider won't make it up the grapevine, but, you know? So I did. Now I regret not coming because, you know, you miss out a lot. It's not good to judge until you experience what Fresno is all about.
We're okay here.
It's not bad. I love it.
We're in the armpit of California.
Hey. You should, in Clovis, yeah.
Armpit.
Clovis.
Oh.
This whole San Joaquin Valley.
Does anybody want to try the January smoke?
Oh, the January.
This is a palate cleanser because we've been drinking nothing but IPAs and hopped up beers.
Yeah, we need it. We need it. You're right.
Bell's passing right along.
All right. I'm just going to tell everyone that I have a redeemer in there because this is not a good experiment.
Guys, you guys, no, I think
worthy
me,
experiment.
I think Greg and I are like battling on beers right now.
Oh yeah, yeah. You guys are flexing your muscles.
So who's the who's the dark side and who's the force?
Ooh, that's
San Diego versus LA.
I think I lived in LA for quite some time, I'm gonna say LA is the Jedi.
What a live up.
Seriously?
Yep.
Either way, you're surrounded.
Long Beach, man. Long Beach, Lakewood.
Beachwood, baby.
Yep.
Well, I will say that when the Raiders come to town, there's more Raider fans than Charger fans. So
You are losing your Chargers, though.
Yep. Going to L.A.
And that's your sports talk.
Sports update.
Sports ball.
Do not age smoked porter.
Oh.
Here.
That's
I'm sorry about that.
Boo.
No, we had to know.
Yeah, and now we know. The more you know.
Let me say this.
Giving good info for the listener, like, don't do that.
This reminds me of a Pepsi.
Oh.
Like a Squirtly? A Laverne and Squirtly?
Is there?
I don't want any of it.
I think.
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Well, did you want to break out the Laverne and Squirtly?
Scotty B.
Scotty B.
Be able to help you with that.
You need a back.
That was a request.
This was your love child. So
I just met. You know, I came up with the name.
Well, that's all it took.
So Bell's threw out a name for
like
a beer.
That, I had to make it
called Laverne Squirrely. So then Scotty B says, "Well, I'll make that beer, Chief."
You know, like I do. I knew that.
I had the pleasure of untapping Laverne Squirrely.
Whoa, you're the first untapper.
And I'm sorry, Bell's. But I had to say.
So look, search on Untappd. If you just say Laverne and Squirtly, it'll come up.
It's an Untappd. And I'm apologizing.
This is going home with me.
Right now.
No, it's not. I know it's with you right now.
No, you don't.
Put it back in the table.
What? Oh, Nick's got some sort of special beer hidden, hiding.
Whale beer.
Whale. What's happening?
Our second ever bottled.
Our second.
Is that the Society?
Society.
Great success, Society.
666?
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had the Swindler. Woo. Apparently there's another one over there.
And I got a Squirtly right here and you
What do you want to open up, Bells?
Oh, I get to choose.
If you build it, they will come.
Choose wisely, Bells.
Well, I
say Squirtly.
I am lactose intolerant.
Squirtly. Are you lactose intolerant?
Squirtly. Squirtly. Squirtly.
Squirtly. Futa 55 votes Squirtly.
Scotty B, would that give him bubbly gut?
It hasn't done that to me, but I'm not lactose intolerant. Are you?
Yes.
Oh, well, you shouldn't drink
this
that.
This is your beer. It's giving him problems.
I'm dying over here, Holmes.
Giving him problems.
Bells, you asked. You requested.
I didn't say I wanted to drink it. I just said it out there. I was like, hey, man.
It's got to be made to happen.
I know you make crazy shit. I was just throwing it out there so you could become famous.
It's there.
I was trying to give you $1 million idea.
You're just that jerk and boss I appreciate that we've all had.
You need to call Penny Marshall.
Why?
You need to call Penny Marshall.
Have her drink
and
it.
The other broad, is she still alive? The other
yeah,
one?
Yeah, she's still alive.
Yeah, call them.
Yeah, maybe I can hook up a threesome with them.
Yeah. There you go.
They really like it. Drink enough of it.
That would be good. Listen, I got this thing called Laverne and Squirtly. I like to pour it all over you two. Excuse me?
That's a different show.
That's the kind of comedy you get on Dorktown Podcast, dorktownpodcast.com.
Sometimes.
All right. Bells is getting some water. He's...
cleansing.
I still know what's getting opened here. Do I not know?
I'm going to ask Nick, can you reach into that magic box behind you and go all the way to your far... Is that your right hand? Look for the small...
Not today.
the other opposite towards Bell's, the corner.
Nick is reaching into an ice chest.
You requested Celador Ales from the San Fernando Valley. This is their first bottle release.
Whoa.
Only 5 bottles made.
Nothing but whales.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Come on. I got to make it drastic here. Come on, people. 5 bottles made, but he doesn't know there's one missing.
I was about to.
I killed 4 men bottles for made. This bottle.
I was about to lose my shit.
Mikey, dry hopped with Mosaic.
Oh.
So that sounds like something I'd like to open.
Oh.
You're giving me Squirtly and you're giving me a stout. I want something that's hoppy.
Well, here's another thing.
Squirtly.
Bells.
Squirtly.
Squirtly. Are you guys not going to drink? No. If you all pour it and drink it, I'll drink it. Everybody's
going to
drink it.
Open up the Squirtly chew. Bells isn't going to do it. He's from Colvis. You can't get him to do anything.
I love gold. Bells, here we go.
Laverne Squirtly has been opened.
Just a little tiny bit.
It's just imagine it's a House of Dragon beer. Stop.
Perfect. Perfect. Stop. Hammer time. Stop. Hammer time.
Can't touch
Stop.
This.
All right. You just gave Bells a Hammer little time. Pour. Chew your beers. Doling out the beer. Chew your Hammer beers. Time. Doling out the beer now.
Stop.
You just gave Nick a beer.
Hammer time.
Producer Becky's requesting a beer. Producer Becky is here from Dorktown Podcast.
Which way are we going on the podcast? We're going counterclockwise.
Yeah, kind of go
counterclockwise in the podcast.
Choose trying to get everyone Laverne and Squirtly.
A little bit goes a long way, guys.
Can I request a price check on the Fender Squire, please? Fender Squire price check.
Sorry, I didn't catch that, John.
Fender Squire, please. Fender Squire.
Red. John, red. We sell 10 Fender Squires an hour. Sure. You don't know what the fuck a price is on the Fender Squire by now?
But what the fuck? This is cherry red, please. Cherry red.
They're all cherry red, John.
But the cherry red. With the white.
They're $199, John, like just like they were yesterday, just like they were going to be tomorrow, John.
Cherry red with the free picks. How much is the free picks with the purchase?
They're free, John. That's in the name, John.
But just in case.
John, go on your break. It's break time, John.
So
leave the station and go to the back, John. Get off the PA.
They have a coupon. What's the coupon code?
There's no. We don't carry coupons.
Do we have any cables with three prongs on them?
There are three prongs.
No.
It's called XLR. Other John. No. Get to the back.
We need the ones for the.
Could you take the other John and go on a break now?
We need the DMX ones, not the XLR.
I don't even know what you're saying.
The DMX, not the XLR.
I hate my job. Just go on a break.
Mikey, did you get some squirtly?
I don't think. Wait, right now?
I want to make you squirt.
Hey, I didn't get any squirtly.
Yeah, get some squirtly. Put some squirt in it. Squirt some of the.
I didn't get any squirtly, Chief.
Squirt in there.
I don't know. I don't know if my favorite character to do is Chew Beer or Scotty B. They're just both so fun. Fun. They're fun.
I know you like that song, my Chew Your Beer song, because you were singing along with that on the last episode.
Wait, which one was?
Chew Your Beer's Coming to Town.
Chew Your Beer's Coming to Town. Chew Your Beer is Coming to Town.
Ho, ho, ho.
Who doesn't have a squirtly?
Who wants a squirtly?
Who wants a squirtly?
Bigfoot's
orange Julius. Producer Becky thinks it smells like an orange Julius.
Maybe a banana orange Julius.
Oh, I'm getting banana. Good job,
there
Producer
is some
Becky.
Banana smells in
I'm
there.
Getting banana.
Thanks for nothing, Mikey.
What happened? I couldn't hear you, Dave. Did you say that, Dave? I missed it, Dave. I'm sorry. You didn't get the mic over there.
So since everybody's here,
I can only hear mic stuff with this.
Well, I would be into the mic if it wasn't in Scotty's crotch.
Scotty, don't make a beer after that.
Dave, you just got to lean in closer. It's cool.
Scotty, what's your job on the weekends?
I think we need to have a perfect pour or game.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Huh? Raisins or craisins?
Craisins.
What?
Craisins.
Neither. I'm going crazy.
Raisins, bro. I'm the only raisins here.
I like gold raisins.
Yeah. What's up, Karen?
Craisins taste like...
Raisins!
Like organic fruit roll-ups.
Yes.
They literally are organic fruit roll-ups.
They are nature's fruit roll-ups.
Nature's fruit roll-ups.
Then yes, absolutely.
Whatever.
Definitely.
Stupid yeah. Room.
Crazy.
All right.
I could have some freaking.
You know how much water is needed to produce one craisin? 80 gallons.
80 gallons.
Remember that.
I think you're making that up.
Nope.
They're sun dried. Nope. Come on, bro.
Sun dried with 80 gallons of water.
That's kind of productive.
This Laverne and Squirtly is actually pretty good.
I've had a lot of beers that were not that good. That was actually good.
This is better than all the bad beers I've had. So what is... So what... So Scotty B, grab the futon mic.
Yes.
What would you call it? What style of beer would you call?
I would call it a... Well, currently the style is called a sweet stout. It used to be called a milk stout if you're talking about beer judge styles.
Why would you change the name like that?
Well, I didn't do it.
Well, I know that.
BJCP did it. It's for judging purposes. Okay. That's all. Just have a guideline to judge by. But I would call it a Pepsi. I wouldn't call it a sweet stout. I'm calling it a milk stout.
Zero noise.
Sweet stout doesn't sound right.
ABV game.
Are we playing ABV game?
I like it. Really
so the Phantom Carriage.
I'm a fan of that.
You like that dark malt?
So the Phantom Carriage beer.
Phantom Carriage. It was a wild Belgian style blonde.
That was like 4 beers ago.
100% Brett Hennessy's
for me. It's hard to keep up.
So 100% Brett wild Belgian style blonde. What's the ABV?
11.
I heard 11.
Wow. 4 or 5.
Producer Becky says 11.
4.5.
Oh, Greg says 4 or 5. I'm going to say 5'2".
5'2"?
5'2". No, you made a choice.
You can't
for
do
respect.
Two guesses. You already guessed 11.
No. Nope. Can I use a lifeline?
Can I use a lifeline? Can I call somebody?
Can I phone Dave?
Okay, we have three numbers. There's more than three people here. Come on.
I
missed what beer we even
got. ABV game. Everybody
carriage,
loves it.
Wild Belgian style blonde, 100% brandomyces. What? 3.5.
Zach's Brewing says 3.5.
We just popped open a dogfish head 120.
Shut
minute.
Your face.
Whoa.
We're doing ABV right now.
Whoa. 4.2 on that bad boy.
4.2.
472%.
472%.
Yeah, mark it down. Mark it down. That's what he said.
Write it down.
Okay. Write it down. Nick, did you have a, on that Phantom carriage, you got an alcohol. You remember that Phantom carriage?
I remember it.
It was very fuzzy.
Has 6.7 been guessed yet?
Nope. I'm doing 6.0, so we got 6.7.
All right. All right. So,
down,
so who can tell us
five,
what
5.4
the ABV is?
I want 4.0.
On that Phantom carriage. Bearded Brewer is peeling it back.
6.7.
6.7.
I guessed it correctly.
6.7.
And I did not even look at it.
Damn it. You're getting too good at this.
You got 6.0.
Getting it to
this. Hey, I don't
you're
remember
the
that.
ABV master.
All right. Let's even things out here. Do we even need to throw something cultural
only
in
other
here?
People confuse you for me. Not you can't confuse you for me.
Hey.
This room is culture.
Do we need
to say choose in town? That's throw, culture, right?
Chew your beers in Fresno. That's culture. We're going to We're gonna get into his his been caught drinking. I think we'll wait for his Fresno.
Did we segue
expedition?
Oh, okay.
We'll wait till his been caught drinking. So Greg as well. We'll wait for that. Is there any culture items you guys want to get to before we move on to voicemails? The Bearded Brewer. You weren't here last week. Was there some topic you wanted to throw out there?
Kind of local to us, Dust Bowl. Looks like they had a label update on their Hops of Wrath, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Have I seen that? Mm-hmm.
There are two little news articles that I want to talk about, but let's see.
Is it about Chili's new expanded bar?
We talked about that last week, Bells. I mean, we were on top of that shit. We are like, Chili's has expanded
it's
bar.
Still,
get that
exciting.
On the perfect pour. Let's get it on there right now.
Everybody must know.
Yes.
They're still talking about it.
Well, we talked about it last week, dude. Like way back last week.
Talk about it? That was a thing?
Yes.
It's a thing.
We're on that shit, dude.
Chili's
in the craft beer.
Beer.
That headquarters. That is show information.
They have the. I had a Founders all day.
We're not being caught, dude.
At Ed Chili's.
Okay.
In Los Banos.
Oh, in Los Banos.
Yeah.
They had a Founders at the Chili's in Los
Sean,
Banos?
Yeah.
Shaw and Raleigh or whatever the fuck it is, too.
Yeah, yeah.
They had a few different types of IPAs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Guess we're going to Chili's tomorrow for lunch, Producer Becky.
Are you?
Mm. Yeah. Little Chili's accent.
You can check out
Matt,
at your table.
Matt, ignore these people.
So, 3 months after departing Duval, USA, beer industry veteran Simon, I'm going to say Thrope because it's Thrope.
That's right.
Yeah. Has been tapped. Ha ha ha.
Beer humor.
As the new CEO of Pabst Brewing Company.
What?
So, a Duval guy. And his career also involves InBev, Crayola, Kellogg's, Tam Brands. Valor.
So, I work for Tam Brands.
It's probably all corporate. So
it's
corporate overlord.
I thought that was kind of weird. A Duval guy going to the PBR place. So.
That is weird.
And then, so that's, I don't know what that means.
Can I blame this on Douche Boulevard guy?
I don't know if PBR is going to lay off like 10% of their staff because
Shouldn't
they have a new CEO
on.
Or, oh, wait, too soon.
Oh,
no, not really. We're over that. That's
okay.
Fine.
What?
Okay, then this one's kind of like it's an article, but I kind of want to get your guys' feelings on it. in Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, where recreational cannabis use has been legalized, the beer industry is underperforming. So
no,
they're saying
is that a precursor? What's going to happen to us?
So now that it's going to be legal in California, is the craft beer?
Oh.
Is that going to be the bubble that's bursting?
So they're into weed than beer now.
So is it because you get so high that you just can't operate a bottle opener?
You're like, I can't do this.
You
like,
can't grow beer.
You can't grow beer in your, but you can brew beer.
That might be my next tattoo.
I'm sorry, I say things like that in front of you.
You can't grow beer.
I'm even put it in quotes with your name on it.
Nick. 2016.
Can't grow beer. Yeah, I'm going to put that on our Instagram, a quote.
I just want to know if anybody.
You can't grow beer.
Can't grow beer.
Hey, this just in. Can't grow beer.
Can't grow beer.
So, I just want to know if you guys are worried for California now that.
Now I am.
Now that somebody did a study in three different states over the past 2 years to see that it's declining.
So it, so
no, California is strong. We're not going to. No.
But they said Oregon too?
Yeah, everyone drinks and smokes weed.
They're like, yeah, bro.
But you also have to take into consideration how many breweries in California versus those other three states that did the study into.
That's true.
Well, Oregon.
So Fresno's screwed.
But we have like over 700 just in California. It's.
But Oregon.
That's true.
They really do. But I'm not sure about Washington. Yeah. Colorado.
They have a lot of strip clubs too. A lot.
What's your strip club ratio?
The producer Rick is saying stuff.
Are you trying to say strip club attendance is going to be down or up? Bells.
You can go get
bells.
Meat sandwich
bells.
Over
bells.
There.
Over here.
Right. Meat
over
sandwich.
Here. Bells over
strip
here.
Club?
Bells over here. Eyes.
Talk
eyes.
To me.
Contact. Come on.
Bearded man.
Are you trying to say beef. That strip club attendance is going up or down because of weed?
Oh, no, that stays the same.
Everything's the same. However, Subway's going 24
there.
Hours.
I'm talking about you're going to get a meat sandwich over there. That's all I'm talking about.
Subway will be 24 hours by next year.
I think it'll change.
I would probably go to a strip club if they did. It was like a breakfast and boobs combo.
Oh, I'm sure they have that, man. Huevos Rancheros.
A
little lap dance, Huevos Rancheros.
Did you get any? I don't know if there's any left, Chew. There's something enough there.
I just come here for the Grand Slam. It's cool.
Titties and tacos.
That was
oh. ABV game, the 120 minutes.
I was going to say, yeah, well, let's talk about the beer we're pouring.
I'm going to say
120 minutes?
Right, 18%.
Dogfish Head, 120 minutes. Is Dogfish Head still craft, Greg?
Yes.
Yes.
How much? What's their percentage on somebody else that owns Dogfish?
I have no fucking idea.
We don't want to.
And also 11.5.
All right.
11.5.
Greg says 11.5 in that.
Dog. ABV game?
Yes.
ABV game. 12.
Wow.
12.
All right.
For which one?
120 minutes.
14.
You got 11.2.
I'm saying, oh, wow.
11.2.
You
Bob.
Took mine. Damn it.
17.9.
I'm going to undercut. I'm undercutting Matt and saying 11. Did somebody say 11?
9.2. Got that.
You
got
to actually have drink the beer
any
before
other
you play the game.
I can guess by what's in it.
Oh, that's strong.
God, beer.
That's strong. I know. Here.
Strong. IPAs.
No. Yeah, right. I know I the percentage on this one. I mean, it, 120 minutes, basically a barley wine.
Oh, no. Sorry.
You guys I think I under.
Fun fact: the Yard House town will serve 120 minute by the pint.
Whoa.
12 ounce pour? No fucking way.
Yard House?
Sorry, I just keep cussing.
How much? Matt. We got an 18% for right, Scotty.
I get to do it then.
I already said
18%.
Oh, 18.1.
18.1, Bob.
Is it 18.1?
Is that true?
That what is
looks
it?
Looks like it's written in there.
I had
what
to.
Is it?
The it's a six pack. That comes in a six pack.
Oh.
Four pack, my bad. Four pack.
This is this real? Is this number real, too?
Drum roll, please.
18%.
I went on tap and I wrote
really?
It on there.
18%. I think, was it?
That was
you?
That was Matt.
It was actually me, but Scotty was on the nose too.
Oh,
someone take
dang.
Away Matt's phone. I think his untapped has been open
that
this whole damn time.
Like no, I just
whoa, wait,
Dogfish,
it does burn.
They do worldwide stout.
It burns,
and
but not 18% burn.
Worldwide stout and 120 are both 18%.
This is beyond. This is beyond alcohol.
This is.
This has gone beyond beer.
It's gonna blow the fuel injection clean off.
Yep. that stuff will run your engine for a while. Well,
it's hot.
Dang. Nice.
Not like sexy hot, like hot, hot.
All right, well, let's...
Indie donuts going around the table.
Indie donuts. Got to have indie donuts. Yeah, where was this bought at?
Fresno Donut House.
Okay, that's cool. Fresno Donut House. Bingo Donuts. It's all good.
Hashtag, hashtag Winchell's.
Yes. Yes. That's the one.
Exactly. I walked into Fantasy Donut once. Producer Becky doesn't realize she doesn't have a mic. That's okay.
Oh, she's been confiscated. Oh,
poor Baxter doesn't have a mic.
Hers has been sacrificed for the futon.
Well, one time she's sad about it. She's fucking usually annoyed about it.
Now she's in Dirktown, she hates having the mic. Yep. Perfect for her, she's like, where's my mic?
Take it away, Paul.
What? Cut it.
Cut it.
Cut it.
Cut it.
Uh-oh.
This is Chew Your Beer, and this is the Chew Your Beer Takeover.
Oh, my gosh.
Taking over your podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Dun, what's
dun,
happening?
Dun, dun.
We're not
your
doing voicemail.
Voicemail has been taken over by Chew Your Beerist. Oh, no. So check it out, eh?
What you been drinking?
I went
out. Do you need to make a call? Do you need to call
I don't need to call anybody, Holmes. Okay. Check it out, eh? I called, and they answered the flock. The homeboys, the S's, the Rucas.
The Rucas?
They did me a big bottle, which means favor.
Mm-hmm.
We are playing a game, guys.
Uh-oh.
We might have some real voicemails in here,
mm-hmm.
and we might not.
Uh-oh.
But
I don't know what's happening.
Check it out, Holmes.
I'm scared.
This is now Name That Chew.
What?
I got a bunch of our listeners, Holmes.
What?
And they're all calling in.
Right now?
Chew Your Beer.
Oh, no!
So you
is this
three.
Serious? Is this real?
Check
is
it this out, real? Holmes. Check it out, Holmes.
Also, is this real?
This is real.
Is this real?
As real.
Is this really happening?
Very real.
Oh, my God.
Mikey doesn't like it, Holmes.
No.
You broke Mikey.
I know. He's now Mikey Mouse.
Breathe.
11 years of podcasting. I've never experienced this before. What's happening?
Surprise.
He's pissed his pants.
Orale, Holmes. So check it out, eh? You're going to play us play. If we get a real voicemail,
okay,
then we'll do what you want.
Wait.
But if you hear Chew Your Beer... Is it really Chew? Or is it someone else you might
know? If I get a real voicemail...
Did you have auditions?
No.
So when you listen to it, you got to figure out who it is.
Your job, Holmes, is to point out who it is.
Oh, my God. You're right, dude. There's a shit ton of voicemails.
Shows you how prepared we are for this.
Just to break the fourth wall, Nick and I mean, literally, like... 3 days ago did the last episode.
Check it
usually
out.
Usually it takes a lot more time to have this many voicemails.
Check it out. I say, if the voicemails came in on Friday, I say, those are for me or for us. For
oh,
this.
So we know.
There may have look been some today look as well.
I'm trying to figure out the date now.
But some homes are kind of like slow, essay because they don't have Wi-Fi or internet. So those probably came in like right now, eh?
Had to send the carrier.
Are they all from Fireball? They're calling in from Fireball?
Some people had to go to the laundromat to use the Wi-Fi.
Really?
I was looking at you, but his mouth wasn't moving.
So there you go.
Okay.
Surprise number three, is
it? Wait, what? I'm trying to figure out dates here.
I'm going to need a beer for this.
The second, Holmes.
Today's
the second, Holmes.
No, wait. Today's
the third, Holmes.
Today's the third.
So the second is
second. No, segundo. I'm trying to figure out what the one. Okay. All right.
I had like real instructions that said like, don't fuck it up, eh?
Step one.
Step one. Don't fuck it up.
Mikey.
Step two. Right,
we have a suggestion from Futon 55.
What's going on over there?
There needs to be a speaker monitor for next time.
I know. Well, there's... Yeah. Then if the speaker fucks up the mics, if I have the speakers. Which one
was that? Well, it was Scotty's shitty idea, so...
A little bit. But it's a nice idea. I like it. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Wait. Before we start this voicemail experiment, We have a new beer going around here.
Had it.
This is
oh my God.
A Rare Society beer.
Had it.
I used my big glass.
Another society beer in a bottle. Damn it. All right. I don't have a water to wash things here. Too late.
It's gone.
This is the butcher from Society, our good friends at Society.
Oh, my gosh.
Imperial Stout.
Can I be alone
in
with
a
this bottle?
No,
just, hey, don't touch my bottle.
Can I be alone with this for a little while?
That's fucking
That's
disturbing.
Pretty smooth.
What are you going to do with the bottle, Matt? Jesus.
Things you don't even want to know. Is it staying here? Is it going?
That's excellent.
It needs to go in the back.
Everywhere.
The futon needs a touch. Is that the one from
earlier? No, this one just got opened. Oh, no. Oh, you had one earlier? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I brought
All right, I think this is the beginning of the things.
Well, hey, what's up, guys? Evil Circle here, hanging out with my buddy Fontana Jim. Hey, a little update. This afternoon I was at Stone Pasadena at their company store, and guess what they had on tap? A collaboration between Stone and Modern Times.
Was that last week?
It was a brown ale.
Oh, yeah, that's last week. Nick, come on, man.
What?
Help me out here, bro.
What did I do? Or what didn't I do?
You didn't tell him to do nothing. Or something.
Hey, Mikey, skip that one.
Thanks.
Go to the next one.
Oh, thanks, Nick.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think I'm here. New voicemails.
It's pretty awesome.
Whoa. Oily, chew your cat. This is chew your beer, eh? Today, I'm driving home, eh? Yeah. But I'm in Fresno, eh? So where am I, eh? let me see. Beers I drank today. I drank some Coronas. Yeah, to your beer. And I also smoked some butts, eh? Yeah, smoked some butts on the way.
That went exactly like I thought it would go.
Yeah.
Name.
I have no idea who that is, dude.
I'm going Chino.
You think that's Chino Yacht Club?
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with that. I like that.
Yeah, I'll go with it.
Do you know, Chino?
I just fucked up. I don't even know who that is either.
Oh! I know. It ends in 8371. I'm not sure.
If you're in the house, raise your hand.
No, it's not a 559. Wait, area code 719.
I'll Google that.
Yeah, get that area code, bro.
Matt's got holes in area codes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Orle, perfect pour, eh? Hey, I want to tell you about this IPA, eh? I was drinking this IPA, and it was like so juicy. And I was like, what's the name of this IPA, eh?
I already know this.
Juice balls, eh? I'm like,
sounds
what?
Canadian.
I put juice balls in my mouth, eh? What's up with that, eh? You know, it was so beef, man. It was like such a great IPA. I was like, ole, I'm going to kill a perfect four. All right, keep up the great work, guys, and I'll kill Marshall.
Oh, that was Scotty B, wasn't
it? That was
it?
Scotty B.
Yes, it had to be. Yes, I just know.
You dropped one word.
It was a Canadian part.
It was a Canadian part.
719 area code is Colorado, so I don't know who that was.
I don't know who a voicemail is from Colorado. Wow, Gabe?
Was Gabe on in on this?
I don't think Gabe was in on this. No.
My barrio is big, Holmes.
Well, we got one at least.
I feel like I'm at Arsenio's right now.
Choose your beer. Exit waffles.
That was it. That's it.
I'm going to say it's Fontana.
What's the area code, please?
Area code 719.
Same thing.
Oh, no, that is the same number that was before the first one.
So we got double
the Colorado.
Yeah. Actually, I thought that was my quinceañera party.
Did you put a sign up there? Hey, call this number.
For your vacation.
I don't know how this happened.
Hey, the perfect four. Ole,
is Junior Beer.
Ooh, this one's pretty accurate.
I'm coming down to Fresno this weekend, and I'm going to be chilling with all the Heiners this weekend. I can't wait to see what's going to happen when I get caught drinking something crazy. Ole. So I hope to go to Pendragon with my friend, the Scotty B. I don't know for sure, though, but I'm going to try to see what I can do. Ole. I have to go now. I'm driving.
What? I don't know, dude. I don't know who that is. I can't. I don't know.
I know who it is.
Oh, you do, huh?
Who are you now?
Any guesses
I was
here?
There when that phone call was
oh. Oh, so that's local, huh?
You guys don't know him, though.
Well, we don't know him.
You know him.
Is that Jesse?
Can we get
that's
it?
Jesse, yeah, it's Jay Sizzle. That's the guy I give a ride to work to.
You got that guy.
That's the one that's subjected to your voice.
He was pretty damn good. I thought I was like, when did I call in?
I gotta stop drinking.
That was pretty solid.
But at the end, he kind of like sounded like my Theo. So I was like, that's not me.
He's like a big old white boy. He's just a big ass white boy.
Ole, put it forward. Check it out. Chew your beer here. So I'm sitting here with my DBA right on my heart. And I'm thinking about the best beers of the year, and I've only got one thing to say, Holmes. Holy shit. Chocotazo.
Oh, he's got, how's he got that?
Whoa.
How's he got Chocotazo?
Chocotazo. Holy shit. Chocotazo.
He's just gonna play Chocotazo.
How does he have Chocotazo?
We've been ripped. Someone ripped our audio.
Is this Paul?
Someone has some skills.
Somebody's jacking our audio. We're just enjoying Chocotazo.
I demand royalties for this.
I get a percentage, correct?
I'm pretty sure Paul gets all the percentages.
Does the
80s
fade out?
80s fade out?
Mikey, it was you.
It did sound like me. Did I do that?
That was a phone.
Did I do that?
That wasn't even a cell phone.
He's on a real phone.
That.
Yeah, dude.
It is Mikey.
It was
the
me.
The only one with a real phone.
Dude, how did I do
no
that?
No real phones anymore. It had to be you.
It had to be me.
No more landlines, I say.
Shut up, dude. There's
I'm saying that's
them.
Paul. There were some editing skills.
There's
in
lots
there.
Of them. Oh, I'm saying that's Paul, dude. Yeah. I don't know, dude. 858. Producer Becky, what's the 858?
Paul's not on social media, so I couldn't
858 San Diego.
Oh.
Greg.
I'm 619. Not to pre-shadow anything.
Wait, that could have been.
Ole, the perfect pour. Chew your beer here, eh? Hey, cup and drinking. I've been drinking.
Cup and drinking.
I don't know what it's called. But it's Expo, like love, I think. Cerveza, orale. That's pretty good, eh? Oh, I dropped my Corona. Dang it! Oh shit! A little for the homies, eh? Anyway, cheers, guys. Otto Nacho. Peace out.
Otto Nacho.
I would like 8 nachos, please.
I don't know. I don't know that one either.
That's Steven.
Steven. Was that
you?
Was that you?
Zach's very.
You did it.
I know his voice. That's him.
I tried to, you know, act like. Because sometimes you mess up on your accent.
Sounds like you slipped. What are they about the way? I got to go to the store.
These keep coming, guys. They keep coming.
Ole, perfect four. Chew your beer, eh?
Hey, what's up, Chew?
Holmes. $1 million finally, idea, Chew called. Beer tacos. Yes. That's all for now. Oche bato.
That, I'm guessing Zorro, not Zorro. Oh.
What?
What's the area code?
818. Yeah.
That's it. I heard that accent. That 818 accent.
That's that 818 accent, bro. You can smell it a mile away, the 818 accent.
Ole, perfect four. I'm all the way up to you guys this weekend. I'm going to bring some mango
Mingo, habanero, Corona, yeah.
I already know this is Greg.
Why does everybody think you're Corona?
I don't know. I failed on that.
Mango Corona?
Mango habanero Corona.
Oh, that might be good.
It's a thing.
That might be good.
Lots of salt.
Chew's dying inside right now. It's like,
no. That's a goes.
Ole, chew your beer here. Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving, eh? In mi casa, we don't just eat turkey on Thanksgiving, eh? We eat tamales. That's right, tamales. Which gave me an idea, man. Eh? Hey, Scotty B, how about you and me? We brew a, hey, check it out. A brown ale, ese? A brown ale infused with tamales. And here's what we'll call it, eh? Beer today, gone tamales. Hey, shout out to my man, Tabla, eh? He says, bring back the periscope, ese? Hey, te watcho.
Bring back the periscope.
Oh, that's wait. A giveaway right there.
Wait, was that?
I think that was actually Tadalad.
Tadalad does it. Well, he's called once or twice, huh? I'm going Tadalad. He gave himself away with that periscope reference. He's our best harder. Number one harder on Periscope. You do not know Periscope?
Our best what?
Harder, bro. Hearts.
Oh, I thought you meant harder.
Yeah, he's our best harder. He has the best erections during listening to this show.
Oh.
Wait, yeah, but we still have some more. Chew your beer, still calling in, but we need a new beer here. Oh shit!
What?
Whoops! Wrong
Scotty
bumper.
Scotty B, you're not driving. Wrong, we know.
Scotty B.
Donuts.
Yes.
This one. This one.
I love gold.
There's a twin. I think it's
all right. New beer going around the podcast room, and this is a beer. Somebody want to give God. Me some water here to wash out.
I'm mixing them.
I need
could
some
this be
out.
Described as a perfect beer? Like, is there such a thing as a perfect beer? That's what she said.
Sorry, poured a little too much. The Beechwood Citraholic. Oh.
Go big.
Oh, man. Oh, we've got two. Chew your beer, man.
Hey, there's two Citraholics going around right now.
Chew your beer.
I'm letting this Citraholic blend in with my butcher, and I'm not upset about it.
When we got this when we got Citraholic for the first time, Bells, you were on that one, right? Or
yes.
We lost our shit because that thing was amazing. And then we got the Growlers. And it was different.
That's right.
And then we went to Beechwood, and
they didn't have it.
And no, didn't they have it? And it was just not the same.
I don't know. I don't think they had it.
They say it's the same, but it's not the same.
But here we go, Citraholic, fresh batch.
Oh man!
If there's a heaven, it smells like this.
It smells like a mix of all aroma. The beers we've
bottled
been drinking.
October 28th.
Everything smells like everything we've been drinking.
Let's wait till you pee.
This doesn't work like asparagus. I'm sorry. Oh,
sorry. It's those coffee stouts.
That does work, yes.
Mm.
Mikey, stop stealing all the aroma.
It's good. It's
boy. Speaking of harder.
Mikey, add more to that glass.
Is there still more?
There's more. Two bottles. One's gone, actually.
All right. Hey, well, I'll help out and empty it.
ABV,
help.
Guys. Let's go.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Ooh. Oh, we'll just give it to
5-4.
Oh.
Oh, 5-4.
Nick.
What? I am regretting my decision at 7-2 now.
6-8.
6-8.
6-8. Then we go to the
6.85.
Audience. Live audience.
6.9.
8.1. 6.9. Producer Becky says 8.1.
Producer Becky.
Scotty wants a 6.9.
8.1.
All right, 6.9. I'm going to say 6.5. 8.2.
8.2. And the ABV is...
No, I'm doing it.
7.1.
What is it?
7?
Somebody guessed 7.2. That's straight? The closest thing.
Yeah, yeah, but you went over.
You went over.
6.9. Scotty B with the 69.
Congratulations, you win nothing.
You never Scotty lose B with 69. Scotty B is dinky.
All right.
Scotty B is dinky?
Kinky. Kinky.
Scotty B stinky, guys. Guys, did you know that Scotty B stinky? He just is, okay?
Orale, chew your beer, eh? Chew. Fresno's adopted son, eh? Check yeah. it out, eh? Did you hear about the fire at the circus, eh?
No.
It was intense, eh?
Yeah.
But check it out, though. I heard you guys talking about the cellaring of beer and all that stuff. I put mine at a 45-degree angle, Holmes, and then I have all my cousins every couple of months come over, and because I'm Mexican, that's a lot of cousins. I don't know if you know
this that. This is really you.
What racist. They do is they turn it one quarter turn, and then they leave it alone. So all that cinnamon and shit at the bottom, eh? Then it stays just perfect as it is. So it's no big deal. Shout out to San Diego. Thanks, eh?
Ooh, Greg, could you have an have opinion on
no
who this?
No idea
is?
About
619, that. 619.
Could be Beagle.
Brian Beagle, maybe? You think maybe? You think it's somebody from 3B Zine?
Could be.
A 3B Zine personality?
Could be 3B Zine.
Ooh. Dustin, maybe?
No. Tom?
Tom.
I think it's Tom.
Probably Tom.
Oh.
We'll never know.
Orle, chew your beer. S.A., guess what I'm doing?
What, chew?
Drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm drinking, S.A.?
What?
Chicken 805.
Yeah, 805.
You know what? That shit's good, you know? That's a little evil circle, S.A.? You know, Holmes? He does his shit. He knows what he's talking about.
No, he doesn't.
You know? That shit's way better than the Tyler Koya. Golden Nail, little bullshit guys make up there. Don't no, so. So, you know, out there, you know, when I'm mowing those lawns and stuff, you know what I say? You know, with my homies, you know, down in East LA, you know, that 805 is good for an all day session. So, let's say, you know, Holmes, I'm like 20 hours in, you know, my smoke session here, I say. And, you know what? I had an idea. You know, like that gringo, you know, from that movie, you know, you know, I say, like, the guy who his hair, you know, from, you know, that gringo from Back to the Future, you know, so I take my Choco Tasso,
the gringo from Back to the Future,
Jack Daniel sauce, I put them together, I say, and you know what, that shit was good, you know, there's nothing better than going home than having a big
Jack Daniel sauce,
you know, that tastes right in your mouth,
I had it, wasn't
me. So, the gringo,
had it.
You know, that SEO no. home?
That shit was good.
So that movie? You know, the shit was bomb. So,
guy's doing a good job.
You know, guys, hey, I got this little game for you. You know what I say? You know, Holmes?
Yeah, what's up,
so,
Chew?
Back from my prison days, you know, what would you guys rather have? You know, a kick to the balls or blue balls? Because, you know what?
Uh-oh.
These are my
She's
mind.
Got it. She's got
you
it.
Just get to a kick to the balls, you know, it's done and over with, I say, you know, Holmes? But, you know, blue balls? Oh, who wants that shit? You know, it goes on, you know, SA for, you know, who knows how long, you know, but that's just mine. So,
he's going to get caught here pretty soon.
Remember, Mega Maid has gone from suck to blow.
That was it. Well, who do you think that is, Chew?
I think that was Evil Circle.
Oh, it's one of Evil Circle's crew for sure.
Explain who that is each time you say it.
Well, oh, I'm sorry, non-perfect poor listeners. That's one of our regular callers.
But I'm a producer. And when you do want to take into consideration your first time listeners.
Yes, I'm sorry, very sorry. So, that was part of the Evil Circle crew. Is that what we're guessing on that one?
Orderly perfect poor. This is Chew Your Beer. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I have an essay. I'm on my way to Fresno. I just got on the 99. You know you're in the Central Valley when you hit the 99. I'm going to hit Kauia Brewing Company in Tulare.
Ooh, going to hit Kauia.
Just found out that they opened the tap room, and I heard it's supposed to be the place to be,
S.A. Yeah,
if it's off the hook, S.A., I may be there late. I'll see you soon. S.A., watch it. Peace out.
Peace out.
Este vacho tenu.
Este vacho. That Kauia does, it brings up a good point. Kauia has a tap room now. You see that, Peter Brewer? Kauia has a tap room. There's more choices on the 99 now. And Tulare, my old work town.
He is the son of Howie and Sons Pizza.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what do we got here? Is it a twist off?
It's a damp cork. I can't get it.
Well, speaking of what we were just speaking of.
Come on, Chew. You can do it.
Yeah.
See. We have an opener that Greg gave us.
For cork bottles?
Yeah, it's in there somewhere. There you go.
Here, give me that bad boy.
All right. Come on, Chew. You can do it. Chew's trying to open up a cork right now, listener.
Pretend it's New Year's.
Come on. Chew. You can do it.
Got it?
Just stay calm. It'll happen, all right?
Here. That's what she said.
Don't put it towards my eye.
Stop changing.
Get it away from my eye.
No te huevas.
No. It's moved on to Matt. Now Matt is trying to open it up. It's not working. Yeah, now he's passing it off to Dave Renteria.
We need Dave's hands in here.
Dave has the soft hands.
Dave's not as gentle as me.
No, Dave has aggressive hands.
His hands are grippy.
Use your teeth.
Yeah, with your teeth. Only
your mouth. Use your teeth.
Now Dave's. I don't know. This is a mess.
Dave's right hand.
Dave's trying to do it now.
Dave's right hand is the only one with
the women are saying, bring it over here.
And the girls are going to do it for us.
The girls are saying, bring it over here.
Just let me know when you're close.
With this bottle.
This is now officially the most loudness of podcast has ever happened in any podcast anywhere.
I think this bottle was laid.
This bottle was laid.
Can I get a Pabst Blue Ribbon?
No.
I'd like to get a Pabst Blue Ribbon, please.
Oh, we don't have Pabst.
Pabst, it's right behind you. Red and white label.
We don't have Heineken.
No, the can.
We don't have Heineken.
And I need an Astro Pop.
We don't have hands.
I gotta get an Astro Pop because I'm trying to hook up with this chick.
Hands in the bathtub, please.
There's this chick I'm trying to hook up with. I need an Astro Pop.
Get my soul. Greg's your bestie beer time.
I just need a cuddle for a minute.
Wow. I don't know if that's going to stay in, but that was an experience.
That was fun.
You don't have any
napkins, do you?
We used to have paper towels, but they used to be on the drum, that hardcore drum set.
Hardcore, bro.
It was a joke.
Sorry, Nick, it kind of got all over the place.
What?
That is not synthetic.
That is synthetic right there.
Is it?
Yes.
All right, when did we just open here?
This one's guys. Real. Look at the difference.
Ned Flanders.
Let's go back to real corks.
A Ned Flanders-style red from Alpine Beer Company.
Diddly-doo.
You can thank Brian Beagle for that.
Brian Beagle?
I don't have Brian for
I don't have a clean glass here. I'm in trouble
thank
here.
Brian for
I'm going to have to down some beer, I guess.
I said good day.
I said good day. You can't bother to show up. No thanks.
I just downed some Beechwood.
Right? I just had to slam Citraholic.
I just had to slam Citraholic so I could drink this beer.
Woe is Mikey.
Woe is me.
Woe is Mikey. Worst day ever.
Worst day ever. Yeah. Worst show ever. Who wants that Ned?
Okay, so I haven't hit that bottle yet, but my hands smell like vinegar. Like, I don't know if that's good or bad.
You should see a doctor for that.
If it doesn't go away in 4 hours.
All right. Let's go back.
Just wait longer.
Let's go back to the Chew Your Beer voicemail party.
Oh, boy.
Hey, guys.
Aw.
I'm going to.
Yay, Paul.
Story.
A normal voicemail.
I couldn't have made this up if I tried.
I'm going to guess this is Paul.
Yesterday evening, I was driving south on the 101. Had a major blowout. My tires basically exploded. It's a wonder I didn't cause an accident. I went flying across two lanes of traffic. Got stranded on the fast lane side and had to wait for the CHP to come and block traffic so I could hobble over to the other side.
Ouch.
And then I'm stuck there on the shoulder, and I'm kind of trying to figure out what I'm going to do. The tire at this point has completely just torn off, so I'm just on a bare rim. Ooh. And I'm looking around, and what is the closest place that I can go to park my car? Can you guess? Anybody?
Firestone?
That's right. Looking no joke. The BevMo parking lot.
BevMo parking lot.
Go ahead and Google the San Rafael BevMo if you don't believe me.
It's San Rafael BevMo.
You'll see that
BevMo.
It's literally right there off of the highway. So I got myself over to the BevMo parking lot and left it there overnight and then got it towed to the tire place. And I'm back in action. So I probably will have a BevMo parking lot report later in the week. I also want to say hey to Chew Your Beer if he's there. I don't know if you guys are doing any recording with him or anything like that, but I'm envious. It sounds like everybody's going to have a real great time, and I wish I was down there with you guys. Until the next time, cheers.
Cheers, Paul.
Oh, and keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, yes. He didn't leave us hanging.
I was like, he's going to leave us with cheers?
Oh, yeah, he did.
And for you new listeners, Paul has been giving us reports from as a fun joke from the BevMo parking lot for the past few weeks. And then he literally had to park his car in the BevMo park breakdown at the BevMo parking lot.
Which is my old work parking lot, ironically, everybody.
Aww. And producer Becky's old work
parking lot. Cool as Mick.
That's karma going, hey, Paul, report this, bitch.
No BevMo is out there. They spikes the
spike strips.
They spike the freeway.
That freeway, one time I came back, I woke up and I watched the news. And the
I forgot we had that.
Yep.
And I saw one of my coworkers in a boat. I'm not fucking kidding.
Just call in sick.
I called my boss. I was like, do I have
wait, was that? Is that a different buffer I haven't heard?
Yeah, it was from last week.
Well, you know, when you don't show up for
you don't show, you miss a new buffer.
I'm listening to the show, guys. Come on.
I'm trying to listen.
That's awesome.
Brick, what do you have for us today? I love Lamb.
Perfect Four. Hey, Florida Steve.
Oh, Florida Steve isn't
hey
in
guys,
on it.
I just want to let you know that
I know that guy.
To some of your older podcasts, and I'm certainly getting a kick out of them.
Listen to older
stuff.
It's
actually kind of funny hearing you guys just kind of starting and having
beers. Don't listen to those older shows.
Now are just kind of like mundane and
yeah, mundane,
just kind of ordinary. And then I guess you guys were just starting the voicemail line, and you were only getting a couple a week, and now you guys are getting at least 6 or 8 or even 10, even in that one episode where you had like 15 voicemails that took up half the show. That was great. But it's definitely interesting to see how you guys have evolved over the last 4 years. And certainly you guys have tried a lot of beer. And my hat's off to you guys. Great show as always for last week. And just keep up the good work and just keep drinking. Cheers, boys.
Thank
keep
you for
good work.
Boys. Thank you, Florida Steve. Nice call in.
I'm going to guess that was Florida Steve.
Good one.
Nice.
I was distracted by Greg popping his cork. Guys.
What is this? Yeah, Bells, you have nothing to say? No, Bells, they mended fences, right?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good. I don't want any of his beer.
Doesn't want any cigar. He's trying to get us a hookup with Cigar City. You want in on that?
Well, if he sends it over, I'll drink it.
He's all baby.
What do we got? What do we got here? What's this new beer going around here?
So this is the 2016 Duck Duck Goose from Lost Abbey.
That's a whale bear.
That is the
sir. That's a whale
with an H. That is the I bought it and lost it and then bought it again.
Oh,
I have a few bottles, so I figure I bring one up for everyone. I knew we were gonna have a big audience tonight. So,
is this a whale?
Golf clap.
And Nick says, is this a whale?
Is this a whale? So this is the shitstorm crash website.
This is the one that
like
crashed
three different times.
Yeah.
What happened to it? What happened to it?
Where is it?
It's done.
Who's hiding it?
Call me yourself.
It's done.
Who's key steering the goes?
Who's got the Tums?
I am at the head of the table.
We gave it to Jovi.
Aw, well, that's all right. Jovi
laughing it up. Watch out for those dog farts.
I'm out.
Anybody realize that Mikey looks like Princess Leia right now?
Princess what?
Princess
Leia. trying to give the...
That's a spirit animal. He's okay with that. That's a spirit animal.
Somebody get this walking carpet out of my way. It's Princess Leia.
Yeah, we got it.
Whoa.
Oh, didn't break.
Good thing they're all empty.
I just knocked
Greg
the hot
is taking
hot
care of me right now. Let's tip this man well.
We still got some.
Olé! Chunachu! I'm calling in for a update. The Raiders going to win the West.
The Raiders are going to win the WAC?
Are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Who am I?
I'm going to say it's actually Chew.
Is that you, Chew?
That is not me.
Chew doing Chew. Hey, I'm a Raiders fan. Look at me. I love Corona.
I'm a Niners fan.
That means
are you not a Raiders fan?
I am a Niners fan.
You're so Niners?
Montana.
Montana. Bells and I are Rams fans, dude. Yeah.
I'm gonna guess, and I that really sounded like a real Mexican. That was Lumber Jose.
Oh, you think that was Lumber?
Yes.
I think that was
Lumber 909.
Only released every 3 years.
Who? Lumber Jose? Mm.
Yeah. Out of prison? Yeah, out of prison? Yeah. Yeah.
Riverside. That is Riverside?
Orale, Holmes. I'm driving down the 99 because I want to go check out the perfect four, eh? Having me a Orale IPA and just.
Orale IPA?
All right, then. I guess I'll see you guys when I get onto the show and we can all hang out and drink some beers, eh? Orale. Okay, pues, bye.
Peace out.
All I know is that it really sounds like you have a huge Hispanic listening audience.
Yeah, we got everybody sounds like a cholo.
Yeah.
It's just bringing back to junior high, guys.
That was a 559. That was somebody from the Fresno.
Oh, that was a Fresno?
Odele IPA. By the way, Odele...
Was that you?
It's Dave.
Oh, Dave Rentalia.
He made it, eh?
Because, you know, Rentalia. Does nobody have Odele IPA?
I should have known that. He asked me for the phone number.
That seems like one of those things that's so obvious, like that nobody does it because, like, oh, somebody's already done Odele IPA. If then nobody has.
If there's a border hopping, it should be an Odele.
That's true. There's a guy in town that is his brewery literally is called Border Hopping Brewery.
Right. I'll be seeing him in court.
His name is Oscar Fuentes.
Fuentes, I'm coming after you, carnal. You better not be family.
Wait, I'll come help you. Oh, Fuentes? Oh, I'll help you.
I want that quinceañera present back.
The last voicemail of the episode is...
Hello, motherfucker! I don't know what you are drinking. I am drinking Hadirado.
What the fuck?
You were supposed to call in acting like Chew, not chewing and talking.
16 Princess, I like it a lot.
It's Jim Carrey.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
Let me show you something.
He did not like the coffee flavor in this barley wine.
Is he doing gold member?
It is a 4.5 out of 5 stars. He did not drink it. I gave it to my friend Aaron.
All right, the phone wasn't messing up. That's how it really sounded.
That sounds like that guy that
hold your tongue and say purse.
morning.
Yeah, Princess Bride, the guy that was marrying.
Oh yeah, now you married.
Sure.
That's outside. What was there the area code on that one?
That was 909.
She called me up.
That's the call. Was that the Colorado one? That's 909.
That was 7-1.
That was the Chew inspired voicemails.
I'm sorry, guys.
Wow. Did you Chew? Did you direct message people, or
it's,
how did that happen?
You know, from the pen essay, we gotta like use Dubs because Dubs don't cry.
Yeah,
actually, everybody's very good on social media.
Dubs cry.
Everybody.
Oh, that's Fontana. That might have been
everybody
Fontana
or
Jim.
Everybody else.
Everybody else.
Okay. By the way, you're cleaning Fontana all the pigeon Jim shit off my car.
They all came. Wax on, wax off. Everybody came through. It was just crazy how I put it out there and it just happened.
That's so beautiful.
It's crazy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Look at man. Look what you do, Chew.
I'm fucking here, so.
Look, Greg's here. You filled up the here studio.
Hey, oh, yeah, Greg, hey.
I'm just saying, like, I'm a little drunk. You brought me here. You know, I wouldn't have come unless you did, so, yeah. Not to get all sentimental and shit.
That makes two of us. But hey, Holmes, next year, my prima's having a quinceañera over here.
Wait.
Hey, Chew, your PO.
My PO's.
He's behind you.
I know.
Yeah.
Greg, we needed that gas money, bro. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, there, that was special. I like that. Thank you for doing that, Chew.
Surprise!
That was fun.
I try to go as far as I can.
Yeah,
as long as my PO lets me.
Something I forgot to ask you in Dorktown. This might not be appropriate for Perfpore, but what the hell? What are your favorite podcasts you listen to outside of beer podcasts? Is there a beer podcast you listen to that isn't in this room outside of 3BZine?
There's a few that I listen to.
SD Beer Talk, 3BZine, Perfect Pour.
Perfect Pour, Four Brewers.
You listen to Four Brewers?
Tap
all right.
The Craft.
Tap the Craft. I don't know if I've listened to that one.
The 40 Cast.
I've listened to that one once in a while.
What else? What's the other
one? The Beerist? Do you listen to the Beerist?
No, that's too much geekiness for me.
they know how to do tasting notes.
That is way too much geekiness. I figured I'd bring it down a notch, you having Tony Baggs here.
Yeah.
You know, that's
when we had Tony Baggs.
I get a lot of information.
Get
from
all
that.
The info from Tony Baggs and Tyler.
I got to bring it down to my level, Holmes, like, chale.
Yeah.
You know? I don't like doing taxes, you know, do you?
No. I producer Becky does my taxes.
What a lee. You got a good catch, eh?
Yeah, I know, right?
But there's a couple other out there. I was a huge video gamer, and I'm noticing you do the same as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up, and beer kind of became a hobby. Is that
right?
Is that a hobby, ladies?
Yes, it is.
And
racist.
Have you bought a video game lately?
It's gonna pay off, Mrs.
Have
Zach,
you bought a video
bro
game? Video games are $65 bucks with tax.
$65, bro.
I can buy a couple growlers with that money. So
Zach's Brewing, how much are the growlers gonna be at Zach's Brewing?
$7. Chew your beer freebies.
So chew your beer freebies.
What a list.
Six bottles and that's it.
That's how you got to do it, brew six bottles.
Yeah, so, I mean, I really listen to a lot of podcasts, but honestly, Perfect Pour has overtaken a lot of them. A lot of them have fallen behind because I listened to the Perfect Pour.
You listen early, dude. You listen because I post the Perfect Pour about 1 in the morning. It posts on Friday mornings. And then, like, if it's not up at, like, 4 in the morning, you're like, what's going on?
Wake
where's
up,
the,
home.
Where's the Perfect Pour?
Hey, I need, like, fucking shut up. No, yeah, and I listen. I'm not lying to you. I listen Friday And then I listen again back to back on Friday.
No, back to back? You just start playing it again?
I deal with people, and a lot of times they take me away from when I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
So I got, you know.
You
I
miss a thing.
I go back.
You don't want to miss anything. I don't want to miss. What if Scotty B calls and you miss it?
Did you just go Aerosmith right now?
Aerosmith, baby.
Oh,
Aerosmith?
I need a
Benny
Burr.
Miss a thing. Come on,
Dave,
wake up.
Why are you here every time that comes up?
Don't want to miss the thing. So,
there's about 70 podcasts in my iPod. And
wow. You're like me then.
I think podcast is the future other than...
It's the future.
Radio sucks.
Yeah, right?
I don't want to know about what you're trying to sell me. You know?
I like that way. I suggested that, that one barbecue podcast and... I never really thought about it before, and you're like, dude, there's too many commercials. And I thought about it, I was like, shit, dude, the guy goes through 20 commercials before he starts the show.
That bottle got back to me, and I told him, bro, not for meals.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy it. It's like every, what is it, an hour? Thank you for coming to the Perfect Podcast.
Matt's back.
Matt.
Now this is going to be in your head the rest of the week. Sorry, everyone. Because it's going to be in my head. This is what happens.
Sorry.
Now I'm going to be singing Aerosmith for a fucking week.
It was my fault.
God damn it. Bells, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, just checking.
Tired.
You're tired?
Tired, man.
You okay?
I put in a double shift today.
Oh, double shifting, huh?
Double podcast.
Yep.
Tired.
Dogtown.
Here's why I hate this song. One reason.
Dave Renteria, why do you hate this Aerosmith song?
Because Ben Affleck lived and Bruce Willis fucking died. Give me a break.
Whoa.
In what reality would Ben Affleck outlive Bruce Willis?
Because Bruce Willis was the bigger hero. Ben Affleck had to stay back and screw his daughter.
Yeah, but... Ben Affleck is a big old labia.
He's like,
just needs to find his own asteroid to live on.
He's a good Batman.
Leave Batman alone.
Oh, what? You don't like
George Clooney was the best Batman.
Who's it?
George Clooney.
Who's the best Batman?
George Clooney.
Hands down?
Michael Keaton.
George Clooney.
Michael Keaton.
Gee, your beer.
George Clooney.
Michael
Keaton.
Val Kilmer.
What? Val Kilmer had
Val
nipples.
Val Kilmer's a good Batman.
Val Kilmer had nipples.
Val Kilmer.
Give me a break.
Michael Keaton takes it.
Tom Arnold.
After Michael.
Tom Arnold is the best Batman ever.
Hey, I'm Batman.
What?
Tom Arnold.
How do you mute mics?
There's too many.
You can't mute bells.
There's too many. I'm trying to figure out where the fuck we are.
Batman.
Is this more barrel age?
Remember that try to stay on the rails comment you had at the beginning of the show?
Yeah, I tried.
Bullshit.
We've got an hour. Solid
looking
hour.
Looking out for beers.
I wish Paul was here.
We all wish Paul was here right now.
He was on his way down the 101. His tires.
All right, guys, chew your beer. Is there a whale beer for you? Is there a beer you're looking out for you've never had?
I'm looking out for. There's only one, and it's a pumpkin beer.
No.
What?
It's a beer I fell in love with. It's by Epic Brewing. I hate to say it, but it's a collaboration.
Epic's?
Epic Brewing.
The Utah one?
Utah collaboration with DC Brow.
DC Brow is awesome.
It's DC Brow.
DC Brow.
DC Brow. Their pumpkin ale beer is amazing.
Pumpkin?
And obviously you guys don't like pumpkin beers. A lot of people do. It's more like a harvest pie.
I have no glasses here.
Or is it like you can taste the pumpkin pulp?
The pumpkin pulp is not there. It's creamy.
It's pumpkin spice.
It's freaking delicious.
I prefer pumpkin like they actually put the pumpkin in there because it gives that spice a little
bit. I think what happens is DC Brow takes the pumpkin out and it makes it a good beer. It's a good beer. And that and something by Firestone Walker called the Velvet Mocha Merlin.
Oh, Velvet Mocha Merlin. You guys all
I can help you with that.
What?
Who wants this? Firestone. Did you get it, Nick? All right.
I got a glass.
So what do we have here? Who brought this Firestone? I'm going to try and figure out my Roman numerary. 17?
I brought the Firestone.
That's 20.
Whoa. Oh, that's 20? Wait, that's...
I'm just joking. It could be whatever it is.
There's an X, a V, and two I's. That means 17.
Five and three.
17.
Bearded Brewer's keistering some beer over here. You might want to bust him on this.
What's he do? Oh,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey!
Is it cold in here?
Hey! Bearded Brewer has some bulges out of his jacket. What the hell's going on, bro?
He's been hanging out Mexicans. Yes.
You have the wiener shaped boobs I've ever seen.
And yet I still want to touch them.
I actually want to grab them.
This is why I wanted to be homeschooled.
You're shocking the tannins.
That is a gift for you, Matt.
You're shocking the tannins, man.
Put that back in your jacket.
That is a gift for you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's like everyone noble here has a gift. I saw a noble label.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't see nothing.
You saw nothing. Good day, sir.
Physics.
Is it time?
Time for the physics.
What? You're going to put out the physics?
Physics.
Uh-oh. The Chocotazo threw a physics?
Yes.
All right. So the physics company gave us a physics to have and hold for this day forward, forever and throughout thou. And Chew Your Beer said, clean out the physics. I want to try it. So here we go. This is the physics is the... Little machine. Yeah, Greg, you guys.
Yeah, we did a whole damn episode on the damn thing.
You guys full on did it.
Properly, by the
you
way.
You did a proper episode. Yeah.
Educationally and stuff.
Yeah.
Not like ours.
Yeah. They gave one to SC Beer Talk and
but here's the thing. So like, they won't talk to me after our episode. Well,
they wouldn't talk to us.
Maybe they didn't like it. I don't know.
You guys did a full-on nice episode about it.
I think Beagle might have pissed him off a little bit.
I don't think so, though. No. He gave it a good review.
I like that it has like a Foo Fighters type label to it.
You're not supposed to do that.
No, Mike got mad.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, Producer Becky just poured beer in the chamber. Uh-oh, it's bubbling on Chew.
And then if you go front, it's the beer by itself. Right. If you go back, that's when it does.
So there is a Chocotazo bottle in the physics.
You do forward for about 60-70% of your beer. So tilt it.
Yeah, there you go.
Go forward. Go. That's normal. And then when you get to about 70%, then go backwards and only do it backwards about 1 or 2 seconds.
It's all foam.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I noticed it, that.
I might need to clear it out a little bit.
It's the line is clear. It's been cleaned. Uh-oh.
It might have carved up a little bit.
Chocotazo.
Not necessarily a...
Because you're sticking your tube inside a very small area.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what she said.
If only.
Yep.
Very common.
You better watch out for that tube.
Only on special occasions and holidays. Because Producer Becky said you're sticking your tube in a very small area. Yep.
Just is that so a small know. Area? Yeah, I got a tube right here.
I got a tube.
I bet I can stick it in there.
I love small areas.
Have you seen my tube?
Wait, squirtly? What?
Wow. You just, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Put the squirtly through a Randall.
Wow, what would be in that Randall?
Run like Heath Bar or something. I don't know.
A Heath Bar. Scotty B is bored by this show.
Putting a tube through a small hole.
Scotty B.
Trust me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scotty B is on the Food.55 just like texting like random people. Just like, hey, I'm bored.
This is the dumbest show I've ever been on.
Like, I don't have to listen to it now because I've already here.
Honey, are you coming home? As soon as I can get out of this fucking hellhole.
Really carbonated. That looks like Chocotazo whipped cream.
Pretty much.
Wow.
I think your beer is super carbonated. That's probably why.
I saw you pull forward and then back and then forward.
Well, trying to clear it out, hopefully.
Don't blame my beer.
Oh, it's your reverse. Look at that. Thing's bubbling out.
There's some wiggle room in there.
That physics is still bubbling out that could not handle the Chocotazo. Physics cannot handle Chocotazo.
Actually, we try this. Oh my God. Zach, It's a to me it's a lot creamier. So,
that's what it does. The physics creams it out. Physics, we cream it out.
Tubes, small things, cream, like awesome.
All the things. Is there any beers you're looking out for, Matt? Because you missed us last week.
Yes.
All right. Give us something.
So, New Belgium has some beer coming to town. It's a.
Oh no!
I think it's a can.
Is it involved Ben and Jerry's?
But it's called Dayblazer.
Is that a tropical idea? Dayblazer?
It's called Dayblazer. I'm assuming the jacket, like a
Dayblazer.
I don't know.
A Dayblazer. I gotta have a Dayblazer and a night blazer.
That's a morning pot smoker. That's what
I need. A morning blazer, Dayblazer, night blazer.
The only descriptor is it's an easygoing ale.
Easygoing ale.
Easygoing ale. And that piques my interest. So,
interesting.
The 12/25/16 is out and about. I would like.
Have you seen it locally? I haven't seen it either.
And then my also favorite from Z Alesmith. I want to get a hold of some Evil Dead Red.
Alesmith Evil Dead Red. I think have we not seen that in town?
Seems like I think it's popping up around town. I just haven't gone by one.
Anyone else want to Bells, is there something you beer you're looking out for?
That I'm looking
Bells
out for?
From Doortown Podcast?
There isn't Gracias. Really anything I'm looking out for right now.
Nothing.
No, I had everything.
We had everything here.
Yeah.
All the whales. We've had all the whales. Except for one for you that it's waiting in the fridge. I can't go. I'm. It's too far for me. I can't go.
Miller Lite,
Bells.
Guys.
Bells. It's a Natty Ice. Just let you know.
It's Natty Ice. It's up in the Mikey section,
it's
Bells.
It's the 16th anniversary.
You
in
know
the
which one, Bells.
The bottom drawer.
It's laid.
It's been laid.
You can do that. You can put them on their side. It's fine.
It's fine.
What the sour thing was, but it kind of cleansed my palate.
Oh.
You swallowed that?
Might have been the duck duck.
Paletas.
Chocotazo. It's smooth.
Where's the mic? I need Zach to say. Did you taste the difference, Zach?
Come on.
From the morning?
It's creamy.
What a lit. Actually, we've been drinking since 8 a.m., so.
How are you holding up? You've been drinking since 8 a.m.
I'm Mexican. It's in my blood, Holmes.
Literally.
Did you take a nap? No nap?
We don't nap.
No nap.
Fiesta.
Fiesta. Did you take a siesta?
Maybe.
When you heard this, Chew, when you heard Paul do this Chocotazo song, like what? Like, were you just like smiling ear to ear? Like, were you like, oh my God, Paul?
I was like, I need a ringtone now. How can I get? Actually, it was an honor, man, because. I think today is my 1 year anniversary of calling in.
Really? Only a year?
Only a year.
That doesn't make sense.
I started listening to the Perfect Pro. I actually listened back in the past, and then I said, well, I have nothing to do with Fresno. And then I came back.
Right. Oh, you're so okay. So you like stopped
that's
listening because you're like
Fresno.
You
is.
Thought you're like, oh, that's a local podcast.
I think back then you were more local.
Local, yeah.
La cabeza,
yeah.
But I went back and I got hooked.
So how did you find the Perfect Pour? Like,
is that artificial opening?
Do you remember?
They've missed like two of mine. It's fine. Don't worry.
On Twitter,
still followed you just to get updates on.
But
new
like, how did you see us on Twitter then? Like craft beer hashtag or some shit?
I always try to connect iTunes and Twitter together.
I poured it a little too much.
I used my big...
Oops!
I want to say you followed me first, but you know, whatever.
Like, Beardy Brew is trying to claim credit for Chew Your Beer.
I like the young ones.
He's like, I love to follow guys with beards.
I like the pulley beards. No, yeah, and it's... I mean, when I heard the song, it was like, wow, are you fucking serious?
You inspired
me. Is this,
what did I do?
But didn't you meet Paul? I met Paul.
I met him at McLeod Ales.
Yeah.
And
where's our McLeod? I was expecting some McLeod.
You
bottles.
Know, I was going to bring McLeod, but I was like, fuck, man, they want Beechwood. They want.
Yeah, I want that Beechwood. Come on. Matt. This is, all right.
Palomita.
What do we got going around the table here?
enjoy this crap.
Crap.
It's something
crappy.
Fun. There's Scotty B. He's back.
Some
he's
crappy off, he's,
I bet it's something fun going around the table.
He stopped
off the Facebook now.
I'm off the Facebook. Do you want
a donut? He's off the book of face.
No donuts.
She thinks you have hemorrhoids.
This is a birthday donut gift given to me. Everyone, who wants a Citra from Kern River?
Donut.
Love me some Citra.
Ooh. Oh no, from Fresno.
Fresno donuts, indie donuts.
This is an only whale beer show.
Whales only.
All right, Bells, have you had this yet?
Can you turn my headphones down? Do you have the ability to turn the volume down?
No, I don't know which one yours is.
It's extremely loud.
Is it this one? How about this?
It's loud.
Is it better?
It's all loud.
Is it better? How about this?
I don't know which one yours is, Bells. You're screwed. It's a whole thing.
Of course you did. Well,
oh gosh, Kern River Citra.
This is good stuff.
Had it.
Tony Bags gave this to me for her birthday. I saved it for Bells because I know Bells wanted to try this.
What a guy!
From one Armenian to another.
Yes. Yes, Tony Bags gave this to Bells, Armenian gifting.
Brothers looking out for one another.
What's happening? Stuff, what did I miss?
I asked if it was cold. I said, especially when your ding-a-ling's hanging out. It sure is.
All right.
Sorry.
This
too
is
much TMI.
This is quite the perfect pour, isn't it?
I have a question.
This is a departure from.
Is this going to be like a record for the longest episode ever?
I don't know about that, but it's going
to
be a record for
Fontana
the most.
Fontana Jim doesn't have
most
to
voices
anymore.
No, Fontana Jim can't complain.
Edit this is dude, like.
Oh wait, how
gold
have we not heard the tangent song yet?
There's too much going on.
There's literally not been a solid tangent.
It's a whole tangent.
Yeah.
This is a tangent.
It'd be playing the whole time.
The song is a whole tangent, damn it.
I need some water in this bed.
We all need water. So wait, we did look it out for.
Not to drink.
I drank out of it, but you're welcome.
There's tons of water in the fridge still, isn't there?
There's a tangent.
There's a tangent.
This whole episode is a tangent.
All the tangents.
Fucking tangent.
That's not how it goes.
That'd be pretty cool if it went that way, though.
Be cool. Write us a song.
Yeah, write a song like this.
As Paul from Fairfax.
Nobody's as talented as Paul from Fairfax.
I can karaoke it, though. Karaoke the shit out of it. And a dancing voice.
So that's what Paul needs to give us.
Karaoke tracks?
Just the backing music. No, no vocal.
So it's like been so long since the last episode. I've been drinking so many beers. I did have the celebration ale from Sierra Nevada.
Nice.
Earlier, I went down Christmas
Good
Tree
job.
Lane. I went to a party. I didn't
did
have time
cold,
to.
Did you have cold pockets? Did you sneak your own beer into Christmas
I
Tree
was
Lane?
Thinking about it. But no, I have a story for that. We didn't have. It's been a crazy day. My daughter's the soccer champion of the fucking world right now. By the way,
okay.
Big cheers to my daughter for being
Mexican?
For her team being the champion, soccer champion. So it's been a busy day. So I didn't have chance to get beer. So we went to a party, Christmas Tree Lane party. I didn't bring beer, so I'm like, what's going to happen at this party? What kind of beer is going to be there? And we get there, and the host is like, oh, welcome to the party. There's beer out in the back.
Would you like a Kirkland Light?
Yeah. And so I'm like, I don't know this, you know, I know this family a little bit, but not that well. And I'm not really sure if they're craft beer or
do you have Jacuzzi?
So I'm like, what are they going to have back there? And we go back there and I see a guy with a Corona bottle.
Ooh.
I'm like, uh-oh. And then I see a guy with a 805 bottle. I'm like, oh no. So I'm like, so then I opened up the ice chest and all there is a celebration ale from Sierra Nevada. I was like, oh, okay. This is cool. At least there's something here for me. So it was good. I enjoyed that. It was nice. And then we're going to go walk down Christmas Tree Lane. You locals in here know what that means. Christmas Tree Lane is a Van Ness, old Van Ness, long time ago, a child died. How's that? Let's bring it up here, guys. A child died in 1918. And so they made they lit up a tree in front of their house in honor of their kid. And everybody on the avenue, the lane, lit up there in front of their house as a tribute for this child that died. And this is Christmas Tree Lane. And now 100 years later, the Christmas Tree Lane is a fully lit, like, cool Christmas display. Wow. All the city comes down and watches it. So we did that.
Baby Jesus.
And so I just open up a new fresh beer. I'm like, oh, we're walking down Christmas Lane. And we're walking down. Let's go. I'm like, shit, I got this open bottle. Like, can I get away with opening a bottle and walking down the lane? So I'm like, yeah, it's dark. Nobody will give a shit. So right as I'm leaving, there's like this paper cup. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put this in this paper cup. I'm not going to be okay.
Nice.
I walk out, take 5 steps, 3 sheriffs, 2 of them in horses, right outside the fucking house, just looking at me. I'm like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, just have paper my cup. Paper,
it's a paper cup.
Hot cocoa.
So I totally would have been like, somebody would have stopped me like immediately. So I got away with it. So. That's all I've been caught drinking. I literally almost got caught drinking.
Hey, I just want to throw in on you talking about Christmas Tree Lane, how it's a Fresno thing.
Right.
My mother-in-law actually lives in Big Bear, California. It's down south about 5 hours.
Right.
She actually watched a program a couple years back, and Christmas Tree Lane was on it.
Like, yeah.
It was all over California.
I think that guy won.
It was for that house.
Yeah.
Well, they actually did a thing where it was like the 10 best Christmas tree displays in the country, and it was like just a bunch of different cities that had – like a Christmas
tree. Yeah, we have one. I probably doesn't compare to that, but yeah.
Everybody's got some sort of version. Yeah. Even Clovis has one.
Oh, ours is bad.
Candy Cane.
Cindy. Fuck Cindy.
Peaceful. Yeah. Cindy. Who the fuck's Cindy?
She sounds like a whore.
Mama. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my mom. Violator.
Hey, hey, bro. Hey, bro, that's my mom. Anybody been caught drinking anything? Nick, you've been all these days since the last episode?
Since, all the way since last...
Since 2 days ago?
No.
All right.
Deschutes Porter.
Oh, Deschutes Porter.
Yeah.
All right. That's always solid, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Bearded Brewer? Oh, no, he's texting. Let's get back to him.
Hey, you know what I did? I had...
Greg. Oh, okay.
No, I'm ready. Not you.
Oh, no. Bearded Brewer is ready.
We have to come back to you.
Dave.
Shots.
We actually went to Rocket Dog last night, and I got to try the Tioga Sequoia Bacon Maple Brown.
So did
they
I.
Had it at Rocket Dog?
Yeah,
yes, they did.
Tap takeover. Were you there with the neighbors?
No, actually, I went last night also, but I must have missed you.
Must have just missed you.
You were there last night? Did you stay in the same place you stayed in last time?
No, I'm staying with you.
Did you guys write about each other on Craigslist?
Misconnection. Yeah.
Misconnection.
Hey, the guy before me is an idiot. This is a real review.
Yeah, I had that bacon maple porter, that smoke.
You were there and I was there.
That smoke hits you as soon as you smell it. Like, it just smells like liquid smoke. Like, oh, it's liquid smoke with alcohol. It's awesome. And then you taste it and it's like sweet and it's bacony and it's fantastic.
I'm glad you liked it.
Oh,
shots fired.
I am not a smoke person at all. So I don't like smoke.
The beer that
all.
They're describing, it is Autumnus, which is a hazelnut brown. Mm-hmm. Then they cooked bacon, real bacon. Then they soaked
bacon.
The bacon in bacon. Bourbon.
Bacon.
Then they added that to the beer. Then they added real maple syrup, liquid smoke, and...
Voila. The liquid smoke was
The
liquid smoke was very present on the nose. And then my wife actually had the Fulton Street IPA.
Ooh. Oh, I'm still looking out for that.
I took a sip of that, and I was like, damn, I ordered the wrong beer. Because that was just beautiful.
The Fulton Street IPA?
The Fulton Street IPA was just fantastic.
Have you had that, Bez? Damn it. We need to have it.
That's probably the last place to get it.
You would think somebody that worked at Tioga could help us out and like bring it to the show or something.
We got so much fucking beer. Nobody cares.
We care.
Oh.
I care. Chew your beer. We've been caught drinking.
I've been chewing a lot of beer today.
So yeah, let's this is the time. Give us your Fresno tour, a beer tour, man.
Where did you start? 8 a.m. in Fresno. Where were you at?
The first beer I had was at the hotel, and it was a General Sherman IPA.
Oh, okay.
Fucking amazing IPA.
Really?
Very delicious. Huh?
It doesn't go south.
No, yeah, South California doesn't get it.
It's not a south thing.
Bakersfield is far south. It's
tell me about last night, too, Chew.
That's what you're talking about last night, right?
I thought you said 8 a.m. this morning.
Well, yeah, but...
No, that's I'm starting in the beginning, but...
Yeah, let's start chewing. Let you do it.
Last night, Scotty B. And so Scotty B walks up, right? I text Scotty B.
Did you notice it was Scotty B right away? Or like, that's Scotty B.
I had his picture up. I had his avatar up to see if it was... once he came in, you know, I didn't want to do that. And Scotty B taps my CO and goes, what
up, he started with the bad Mexican right there. He goes, hey, are you Scotty... I'm sorry. Are you Chewy? Chew, like, hey, hold on, you went the wrong Mexican.
You went to his PO,
and I'm over here with two fingers, like, yeah, I'm over here, hey. So we had a round of
blue eyes, Chew.
General Sherman. Yeah, that throws off the ladies too.
Sexy,
had a round of General Sherman too. At Radisson.
Yeah,
and then we went to Club Casino One to eat and drink and. I hate to say this, but Radisson takes care of that Sherman because that thing was delicious.
Ooh.
At the Radisson, but at the casino, it was a little off.
Oh.
But they also messed up on my plate. We placed an order, and my order came like seconds.
Where'd you go?
Casino One. Club One Casino. After that, in the morning, 8 a.m., like true Mexicans were up and working. trying to find some fresh coffee. Nothing's open.
Oh man.
So we go to
downtown's rough on Saturday morning.
Zach's place with Scotty B and Greg. And we sat down and we drank some Laverne and Squirtly.
Oh no.
We had some
Give it to me.
We had a stout, a coffee stout, a fucking delicious coffee stout, which should be once you open, Zach, that should be a top line stout. If you like Starbucks and if you like
it's coffee. More coffee, less stout.
You ever been on crack? I don't know what that feels like, but that stout was amazing. I also had, here's the thing. I don't know. Am I
You're
the first?
You're a Mexican from Silmar. Tell me you don't know what crack.
What a live up to. Angel dust, eh? So. Am I the first, Zach? I don't know. Are we the first to have your dry hopped blue cheese IPA with blue cheese? Hopped with blue cheese.
Yeah.
I got to taste both.
Bells, there are.
I have both.
Let me ruin.
There's actually there's three of them actually.
Let me ruin Bells. One, a couple there of are three.
Yeah, I didn't know. What's the blue cheese? Is it funky? Just
it goes perfect with the salad.
It's actually creamy, surprisingly. Yeah.
It's all about the cheese.
So the hops like overdo the funk?
Well, no. So there's the regular blue cheese IPA. There's a dry hopped with hops blue cheese IPA. Yes. And then a dry cheesed blue cheese IPA.
So what kind of hops are you using on a blue cheese IPA?
Does it taste like blue cheese?
There's a lot. A lot of hops.
It was pretty good. If you're lactose intolerant like myself, you're brewing yourself.
You're brewing yourself?
You are brewing within yourself.
So that doesn't go away with the
brewing. And here's another thing. I brought two bottles of that beer that I called in about the 1967 homebrew that my buddy found. And yes.
That his dad.
Yeah, we tried. We
popped it open and we tried it.
How bad?
And I think we're all dying tomorrow.
We're all gonna die.
I have had, I'm not gonna say it, but I've had worse beer. I've had worse beer than that beer. That beer was flat. I ain't saying nothing, but I've had worse beer than that. And so I bet that beer was like really, really good, you know, about 40 years ago.
40.
Yeah.
49. Yeah. That beer was older than everybody in that garage. Oh, so we had that. That's on Untappd. So if you get to try it, untap that 67 beer. Also, Pendragon. We hit Pendragon. Some good beers. lovely Roger from Pine and Palm opened up at 9 o'clock in the morning for us.
Yeah, for us.
Wow. He doesn't open up on Saturday at all.
Wow.
He had a wedding to go to, and he still opened up for us.
That guy told the bride to wait.
That's respect.
He's like, hey, I've got 2 year beer.
Not, it was not his wedding. It was someone else's wedding.
He's like, hey, mija, your quinceañera has to wait.
Look, but, your wedding it was amazing. Day. That's the whole thing. You can wait an hour.
I thought you were giving me a look.
He opened up. He let me throw my placazo on his wall. A lot of you, that means write my name or graffiti. Did that. That dude is a lot of energy in that guy, man.
He's got a lot of energy.
Pretty Saturday, cool, I'll bet.
from there, Scotty B. You know what? I'd like to thank Scotty B. Fucking great host, man, because he took me. He was. I felt like I know what Obama feels like now. I had a caravan. Scotty B's in a
Was there a car in front of you and a car behind you when you guys are going around town?
There was a car in front of me and a shopping cart behind me. But yeah. And Scotty B's on the phone and he's telling me, what did I do to really, I mean, it's fucking amazing. What did I do to have this, because Scotty B's, they want to see you here. They want to see you.
They want to see you. They want to see you.
What the fuck, dude? I don't
bring Scotty B. You've got Scotty B. Or you've got Junior like, Bear. Bring him.
He's like, Pendragon wants to see you. I'm like, I don't even know Pendragon.
They know you, too.
What the fuck is Pendragon?
It was weird. And then this lady with all this energy is like, hey, you know, it's just like,
dang, dude.
That was cool. And then Roger and Pendragon. And then I go to Tioga and there's this beautiful man with this beautiful beard.
Oh,
just that guy.
Hey, Nick, what were you doing in Tioga?
He actually was.
It was nice. I mean, it's, fuck whatever to say about Fresno, guys. It was nice. It from the beginning of the morning, Scotty's been there since day one, and dude, you're amazing, bro.
So
he's a badass.
So there is a new batch of Chocotazo fermenting right now.
A collaboration between San Diego, L.A., and Fresno.
Wow,
all three. We all pitched in a little bit. Uh-huh. I hate to say it, Zach did mostly all the dirty work.
Pretty much, yeah.
He hosted us.
I threw in a tablet. That's all I did.
Let me say something,
good
though.
Good job, Greg.
Yeah.
Greg's good at tablet throw.
Yeah, it was great. He's like, pop.
I'm going to taste that tablet throw.
Just threw your iPad in there? Or
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Actually, it was a Galaxy Note, but whatever.
I mean, Zach and his wife, thank you. You guys hosted her. Chile Verde is amazing, guys. I think she's really Mexican. I think
yes, that was actually very good.
Mikey.
Wait. Why is there not some here?
Why I want the, she I want is the Chile
we
Verde.
It all.
I want the Chile Verde.
She is a very good cook.
That was really good. Thank you. I mean, for them
Chile Verde?
For them to accept two Mexicans in their house without even knowing them was fucking dumb. Little did you know.
Hey, hold on. We need to go back a step because Mikey just said Chile Verde perfect, but he can't sing quinceañera.
Quinceañera.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
Quinceañera? You having one of them quinceañeras? Quinceañera. I said...
But he's like, oi, where's my Chile Verde? Oh,
yeah. In my band.
We'll have it at the quinceañera.
You having one of them quinceañeras? Hey, when you gonna invite me to a quinceañera? I like to go to that. Like fun.
After you invite me to your Sweet 16.
I'll do that.
So, yeah, it's been amazing. It's been an amazing freaking weekend, guys. From the beginning to the end. I mean, if this is topping it, this is like fucking top four.
Top four. Top four, bro.
Do you need the mint coffee?
Who wants this?
Oh,
there's wait. A going around the table now. There's a stone mint coffee.
I took the liberty of opening that for you.
Get some of that.
Mikey, damn, read the neck.
Okay?
Read the neck because you
would
never.
What's the neck say?
You would never get this.
No coffee stuff?
This is good. Yeah. SoCal exclusive.
Had it.
Uh-oh, producer Becky like wants it.
Drink.
There's more glasses around the corner.
There, get her some.
I had it. This is my six pack.
Had it.
That is an amazing beer.
Mint.
Seriously.
Mint coffee milk stout.
Oh, it's mint coffee milk stout?
Yeah, mint.
You
want to
play the mint?
Wait. Greg, you haven't had this? I mean,
absolutely. No.
Is this LA based?
5.5, 5.6?
I can't buy every bottle. Well, okay, I can. But.
I'm rich.
I'm sending.
I'm really not. I'm actually. I'm poor because of craft beer. By the way, go to patreon.com/sdbeertalk and give me more money.
Apparently, I gave him $8 earlier. I didn't even know it.
How's it going, everyone?
I think that's, we're doing that, good.
I think yeah, we're just all stoked about what's going on in here.
That's a damn good
beer. Is this like the what's the capacity of people in this place?
This I'm is sure about it.
Don't tell the fire marshal.
Are they shutting us down?
They probably will shut us down.
You got a fire extinguisher in here, boy?
We can get three more
three
more people if it was for the bottles.
Is this the most beer drank? At a perfect pour.
No. Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay. I'm going to
say that. I don't know. We'll see. Can you it's not over yet.
Yeah, we're not quite done yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Put
Bells. Have you heard this, Bells? Bells, put on your headphones. Bells, put on your headphones. You see what Paul did?
What did Paul do?
Do it again.
He did this last episode.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I'm seeing. I heard it.
That's really. I also heard. I also heard a rumor that whatever surviving members of Europe are still alive.
I'm pretty sure
they're really pissed off at him. They want a piece of.
Oh yeah. Looking out for.
Wow.
They're all so every member of Europe. I'm pretty sure all the members of Europe.
I don't know if they're alive. Or not. I have no
I'm pretty
idea.
Sure all the members of Europe are dead.
Even the dead ones.
Even the dead ones are pissed. Oh my god. There's another.
We're in Europe.
Beer.
We made a Geico commercial. Fuck this.
That was an awesome commercial. Pretty fucking awesome commercial. Are we opening up a new beer?
We're
going
to open up one once he's done texting, but I would like to say
he's a single man. He's got to lay down some texts for later tonight.
He's booty sexting.
He's laying a foundation.
He's got to lay a foundation down.
I like to say something.
All right, Chew. Before we're over here.
What is this thing about something about the Wookiees and something I found on YouTube?
Chewbacca and the Rhythm Wookiees? Did you watch that?
I watched this and I almost like really...
Yeah, you should have mentioned this during Dork Town, Chew. That's a Dork Town
you
reference.
Watched the whole thing?
Unfortunately.
The behind the scenes? Unfortunately. That's bad.
The VH1. There it is. It's coming.
Yeah, that's Dork Town.
Are you in mariachi suits?
Los Rhythm Wookiees.
Oh,
Los Rhythm Wookiees.
You got to hear Chewbacca. All right,
this is tangent.
They're famous.
Tangent.
This is fucking cool.
Oh no, not those cans.
You hate cans. She hates cans. She hates cans.
Are they Mexicans?
Yeah, I've seen these guys.
Oh, my God. Do not run right now. Chewbacca and the Rhythm Wookiees.
All right, so since I'm sitting next to Matt,
uh-oh,
I made sure I found an amber ale.
Ooh.
So this is by Unsung, and for some reason they really love comic books. And let's do this, Matt.
Which one are you? Is that the Firestone one you're having, Bexters?
Mint? Really?
Oh, I like
that
it.
That is mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Okay. Nick. Nick has lost
Nick
his mic.
Nick does not like the mint.
Nick is back there.
Stout.
Nick doesn't have a mic anymore.
You don't like sweet stuff. It's not sweet. It's like... It's not sweet.
What do you think?
What?
I didn't even get to do my big pot drinking. Screw
you. Oh, no. I thought you did him.
Nope,
we just stopped it.
City of the Sun, General Sherman.
Wait. Everyone, shut the fuck up. We're doing a podcast.
Atención, por favor.
This isn't fucking party time. You're a fucking 17-year-old senior year fucking party.
This is not a serious
podcast.
Serious fucking business,
this is a fucking serious podcast.
Let's listen to fucking Matt and what the fuck he was drinking.
You're an hour late.
All right.
No.
Go on, Matt.
Shh. Scene.
I have nothing to say now. City of the Sun from Modern Times. I had a 4-pack of
that's
that.
That's a fucking good beer.
Hey. Oh, no. Did that just happen? Did that just happen?
Oh, my God. That all right. Happened. A can just fell on my shoulder.
Ironically, I was drinking a...
A can just fell off.
Okay, so I'm sitting here innocently. Fuck you. I'm sitting here innocently watching my Netflix.
Oh, no. We have cans taped in the rafters here, and a can just fell on my shoulder. It was a hop diggity from Mother Earth.
Ironically, I had a hop diggity last week.
Yes. Oh, look! And the bearded brewer in his big cod drinking had a hop diggity.
That is the
studio ghost. That was studio ghost right there.
I was in Whole Foods, and they had a freshly bottled Tappet IPA. And so I purchased that. That was tasting pretty good. Some friends, I was at Spokies, and some friends had gone up to field work and picked up some of their first 16-ounce cans. And so I didn't have the actual can, but they had a crowler.
And but so what did they do with the cans? Like, they didn't want to give you any of the cans?
I wasn't going to bug them.
What kind of friends are that?
But I had some pulp. I prefer pulp-free. Just saying.
Yeah, we know.
And then,
you don't like pulp in your orange juice or beers.
Yeah, weirdo. That's what I've been kind of drinking.
Yeah, all right.
I told it you.
One with the orange.
Cheese.
I don't hear cheers.
I hear cheese.
You did not hear
there's
cheese.
There's some smokiness to this beer, actually.
It smells like breakfast. Cheese. I don't know why.
Cheese.
There's no cheese.
This song came out.
Jeez.
Nobody has Paul from Fairfax.
Hey, didn't this song come out right after they talked about?
Let's call Paul from Fairfax right now.
Reverse voice.
Call him? You want to call Paul?
It's kind of early in the morning right now.
I don't know.
Or maybe.
It's Sunday.
On Friday. It's Friday. Yeah. It's Friday.
On a Friday night.
Women would do it.
Careful with those scissors.
He would just be like, "Hey guys, I'm trying to sleep.
I got to call from a woman at 2 a.m.
I don't know.
Hey guys, I'm trying to do my 2 a.m. shower.
Hey, let him talk. Let Matt talk.
I'm done talking. This show is officially derailed.
This is officially.
That was like an hour and a half ago. But whatever.
An hour ago.
No. He's the cause of all this.
Let's finish it up.
This is all because of him. We should be thanking him.
So is someone going to say something?
Cheers. Chew your beer. You want to give some cheers out?
I like to cheers everyone in Fresno. Thank you.
Well, we are
great.
Pretty
that's,
cool here,
that's
aren't
over
we?
Over 500,000 cheers right there.
It's thank you, Scotty, Zach, Matt, Mike, Nick, your wife, the wife,
producer
the
Becky,
wife, Greg.
Cheers to you,
Bells.
Yeah,
Bells.
Dave.
What up,
Ventalia?
My CEO.
Hey, thanks for killing the batteries on his ankle thingy.
The baby,
he's a good CEO.
Very good of you.
The baby monitor over to my left side. Thank you. Just cheers, guys. It's been great. It's pretty cool.
It's been a fun weekend.
It has.
Everyone always...
Okay, I just tried to call Paul from Fairfax and it did not work. It says call failed.
Well, that's
that means you're blocked.
But yeah, he blocked your ass.
Yeah,
that's your old phone, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Right. All right. Hold on. Give out some cheers. I'm gonna try and work on this.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Give me
Cheers to Chew.
Cheers.
I need this. Cheers to Chew for not just coming on the podcast, but taking over the voicemail, for completely just monopolizing Fresno under his name. Cheers to Chew.
I'm sorry, guys. Fresno is they're changing the names to
Chuno.
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 Chuno. What I'm talking about.
And on Dorktown, on Dorktown, we're gonna change it from Fonzie A's to Fonzie Orales.
There you go.
Fonzie Orales.
I tell me about it. They've seen homes. I'm like, God damn. How much is that house? What?
You can't even afford this garage in SoCal.
Nope. I mean, do it, dude.
What's the matter?
Wait.
Is he still at BevMo waiting for a pickup?
He has his diarrhea.
Please try again.
It's not letting me do it.
He might be in the shower.
He could not complete your call.
Did you pay your bill?
Yeah. It's not going to work. Producer Becky, we need to hear, the podcast listener needs to hear it. This isn't, we're still in a podcast here.
It's professional.
This is a professional show. I just tried to do it.
I can put him
cheers,
on
Greg.
Our managers
cheers.
Are watching.
So cheers to, well, first of all, Brian Beagle.
Brian Beagle. Awesome dude.
There's a few more beers that are
Brian.
in.
I hope to meet Brian soon.
Yeah.
At some point.
He might not ever come up here.
Well,
but,
that's okay.
You know,
I understand that.
At some point, if you come down.
Next time I'm in San Diego, I go every year.
But there's some more beers in the cooler for you from him, which we're not going to open anymore. Well, maybe
what?
We will. Maybe we will.
What?
We need another beer. Someone look through there. If you find something, open it. I don't care.
What?
That's fine. All those beers are for you guys. Whether you open them tonight or later, that's
fine, dude.
Look
at what you've done, Cheever.
My wife loves the fact that I finally emptied part of my fridge.
Yeah, getting shit
part
out
of,
your of
my fridge for you guys. So
that
look through
familiar.
It. If you like something, fucking open it.
He has my mother's refrigerator in the garage.
Nice.
Don't reveal stuff, producer Becky. My mother-in-law's fridge is the official fridge of the Perfect Pour.
Your mother-in-law has a great beer fridge.
And of course, cheers to Chew, because, I mean, we're all in this room right now because of him. So.
Yay!
I'm sorry. I come here every week, God damn it.
Cheers to Chew, your
yeah,
beer.
But this is still Friday.
Yeah.
Right?
Welcome to Friday, whatever
it's,
date
no,
that
it's
is.
No, it's not. It's
the
Friday.
Weekend with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea. That's a question for.
Wait,
you're on the show.
Producer Becky just asked Greg what day's Dorktown.
I mean, we release our shows on Monday, but
Dorktown's our Saturdays.
Hey,
Mikey, that's when you say yes, please.
Yes,
I listened to one of them so far.
Trouble.
I get it.
Oh,
I'm
totally
a new listener, okay,
you're in trouble.
To Dorktown.
Dorktown records Saturdays.
You did it now, Michael.
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble now.
You're in trouble now.
The next show's going to be so much more fun.
Both in trouble now. Shit.
Well, thank you, Greg, for being here in Fresno again.
Oh, yes. I love... No, I love going... Actually, full
I
circle.
I love Fresno.
Full circle.
You went to
full
Fresno?
Full Circle has actually a few really good beers.
Really?
I don't think we got that from Chew. Did you say about talk about Full Circle?
I didn't have the
changed
chance
up.
To go.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you didn't. Tioga
oh, Greg got to
that.
Go.
I went. I had to kill some time on Friday.
Okay.
So.
Was it good, though?
Yeah. The IPA, I don't remember the name, but it's like half West Coast, half New England style.
50-50.
You mean a foggy beer?
Yeah, it's a foggy beer.
Yeah.
It's actually really damn good. It's got the juiciness that they always say for the New English.
The juiciness.
But it's got that nice, like, bitter backbone of a West Coast. So I enjoyed that a lot.
All right.
Go to Full Circle.
Go to Full Circle. Greg from SC Beer Talk is endorsing
the
Full Circle.
Tioga and Full Circle were great.
Anything else?
It's downtown, no, because there's nothing that's there. I'm sorry.
Yet.
I know they're working on it.
Yet.
I get that.
Cheers. Cheers. Anyone else want to give some cheers?
Yeah,
out?
Someone else do that.
Nick.
I'm dying here.
What happened to Nick?
I lost my microphone.
I took his mic.
all microphone privileges have been revoked. Cheers to everybody in this room right now. Greg, chew your beer. Becky, Bells, Mikey.
Yay.
Don't get John. Don't give cheers over the PA, please, John.
Do I get a price check?
No cheers over the PA, John.
Price check on cheers.
Drinks. Nobody price check.
Cheers are please. $2 for $2.50.
No. We have nothing.
$2 for $2.50.
Attention, Target shoppers.
They're $1 for $3, but $2 for $2.50.
Hours will be closing in 10 minutes. Please make all final purchases and make them up to the registers now.
Now.
Within the next 3 minutes, we will release the hounds. I swear to Christ,
does that mean you
want to
go home?
I'll release all of the hounds and unleash them on you.
I swear to God, I worked at Target, and they let me do the closing announcement once.
Yeah, once.
And I told them,
once.
We will be closing in 5 minutes. If you don't make your purchases, we will release the hounds. They're like,
please get on.
Last
announcement
and last day coincidence.
Bells, please get off the PA. Don't go on the PA anymore. Yeah.
It was good.
Don't tell me to fuck off with the Target PA.
I made a very big funny.
You're not as funny as you think you are, Bells. Get off the fucking pier.
Shut your fucking hole over there. You almost sound like Red Frank.
I don't know who that is. Just a guy.
Yeah. All right. Cheers.
Anyway. You sons of bitches, liberals drinking beer. You're craft beer. Oh, I love craft beer. I love when it's called transfer. Oh my gosh, I love it.
You like go to Chili's.
I go to Chili's and drink all my craft beer.
All right, time to end the show, dude.
I got over 12 beers on tap.
Chris and Becky's gonna kill me. Goodbye, world.
Cheers,
Lost Rhythm. That was the last podcast I've ever done.
Orale, I'm gonna pop one open and say...